Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, finally, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Of course, all my friends are asking me, choose who's going to win. I say you always go with the best defense. The best defense tends to beat the best offense. Cheering for the 49ers, you know.
You've just been juiced. Lock of the week.
Cha-ching!
Oh, the mighty Chiefs.
Kobe!
31-20. Sorry, Juice.
You've been juiced.
But those of you who rely on the lock of the week, man, the lock of the week just turned into a total lock.
Yeah, hard.
I don't think Brandon lost the whole season.
A couple times here and there.
Was it really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Not been on the show, though, I don't think.
No, never.
And that was a weird game. It seemed like there was no way they were going to win. It was 20-10. I thought Mahomes really did not play well.
21 points in the fourth quarter for the Chiefs. That's ridiculous. He was not good. Mahomes was not good. No. I don't know if he's going to... They haven't announced the MVP yet as we're just starting, but...
He threw many passes that were just inaccurate and short. His completions, too, were... I don't know. I mean, the ball that Tyreek Hill dropped, you know, or...
Yeah.
That ball was... It was just short. He just wasn't leading guys. But, you know, I guess... Is he the MVP?
Yeah, Brandon TV. Hang on real quick. Let's see. This is how they announce it now? This is dumb.
Patrick Mahomes, Disney Parks has decided to honor you with a generous contribution to Make-A-Wish in the amount of $1 million.
I'm so surprised.
And Mahomes, we've got another surprise for you. Nathaniel, the Make-A-Wish kid, is here in the stadium and will be joining you in the parade.
He doesn't know him.
Disney World.
You have to take
Monday.
Him. He's going to spend the whole day with some kid. You know,
I'd decline it.
Yeah. I want to give it to Jimmy Williams. He deserves it more.
Patrick Mahomes and this Kansas City
congratulations, Patrick Mahomes. You're the MVP winner, and you get to babysit a child for a whole day.
Wait, does he have to stay with... How long did... They should say, and you will be with him for at least 25 minutes.
I don't know. Well, he said he's going to be on the parade with him. The most stupidest parade, as Nancy Kerrigan called it.
Oh, boy. The 49ers have announced that there was a lot of blame on the offense at the end of the game. In fact, Mark almost lost a bet. Mark bet.
I don't know if I did. I don't know if it pushed or if I won.
Jimmy Garoppolo, you bet 64.5%.
I took
higher,
the over.
Higher, right. He threw for 64.516 something.
I mean, that's a win in my book.
That's a lock.
That's a win. But they could round it off to the
I know.
Half.
I'm not so sure about it. But he was 20 for 24, and he missed his last seven passes.
He is officially on my enemy list for the rest of life. And I had no feelings about him either way before the game started.
If you don't win that bet, it's clear that he had money on that. Because there's no way you go 20 for 24 and then 0 for 7.
Let's just go through my bet history today.
Yeah, it didn't
Shall we?
Go terribly well.
Well, first
off, paychecks were not doubled, except for Brandon.
Yes.
Well,
Kobe.
First off, I had the square of 7 for Kansas City and 0 for San Francisco.
Great square. There were multiple times when you were saying, oh, my God, they just scored. And it was true. There was like 4 minutes in the quarter. Score a touchdown. Boom.
Coin toss will land heads. That's my Mike Clark Memorial bet.
Which he always lost.
And I did, too, because it was tails. The length of the national anthem, I went over 115 seconds, and I believe
150
it was,
seconds, wasn't it?
No, 115.
115?
115 seconds.
So just, seconds.
So
right,
a minute 55.
155.
Yeah, and it wasn't. It was under. I think it was 148. This one pissed me off. Tyreek Hill, first reception yardage, over 13.5. And it was a 10-yard pass.
it was a little bubble pass or
this
something.
This one was even worse. Mostert's first rushing attempt yardage was over 3.5 yards.
He's averaging like 10 yards a carry last month.
His first carry was 1 yard. His next two were over 10 yards each.
Bummer.
This one I like. I mean, these are bigger odds, but playing position of first touchdown scorer, I took wide receiver plus 200.
I love that bet.
It was Mahomes. Both teams scoring over 20. I know. Both teams to score over 24.5. I love that bet.
The
one
49ers-
team did.
They had multiple chances to get over 24. Didn't they have two chances at the end of the game? They did.
Yes.
Fuckers.
But I did go with Brandon's lock of the week, so that hit.
Kobe!
Katie Sowers is being saddled with half the blame because now we've been told all week that she's an important part of the offense, that women and men are equal when it comes to coaching football, and so she gets half the blame.
And she should.
That's too bad because she's the first female and the first only female to lose a Super Bowl.
And then the first one to be fired, too. How about the fact that they...
In a fucking commercial, by the way. Yeah. She's ordering 49er players around and pointing and saying, get out of here!
I didn't have the time, but I really thought about doing this and pausing it because she's instructing one of the players, number 78.
Really?
You can see his face. And I wanted to pull up... I don't know who number 78 is on the 49ers. No one does.
There probably isn't a number 78.
I hope he's white, first of all.
They probably have stunt people for her to boss around out there.
No, they had him mic'd up, too. Here's what he said.
Yes, bitch, I heard you. I'm pretending like I didn't.
But that ad...
Maybe she's an offensive genius. I don't know. I just doubt it. I really doubt it.
Well, offensive...
You're as good as any man.
Offensive assistant is...
I don't even know what that means.
You
but
you're an assistant. You break down footage. You do a lot of different things. But you're not the coordinator. You're not a position coach. I'm not, you know, good for her. I'm happy for her. Great.
The commercial but for, was it just Olay where the chick kicks the field goal?
By the way, there is no number 78 on the 49ers.
I told you. It's a stunt play.
Just saying.
The commercial where the chick kicks the field goal?
Yes.
Kick equality or something forward?
Let's kick equality. Inequality.
Okay. Are we suggesting that... We're going to have equal women coaching, playing, quarterbacking, all that stuff as men.
I don't know what that ad meant, but...
Well, there's a female kicks the winning field goal, and there's a female holder.
Has there been...
So the backup quarterback's obviously a female, too.
Or the punter. Okay. Have there been a lot of women that have tried out for the NFL, and they just said, no?
I don't think too many have.
I don't think any of them have. The one who talked about trying out...
Yeah,
is Carly Lloyd, who played the kicker in the commercial.
I'm just trying to understand the commercial. Is the suggestion that women have been cheated out of the profession of football coach, NFL football coach, NFL assistant football coach, NFL defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, quarterback, wide receiver, running back, and that, you know, we need to do something about that?
Frankly, I think it's more ludicrous than that. I think it's secret deodorant is the key to solving inequality in the world. Isn't that the point?
Maybe.
I don't know that detergent.
I really don't like the social justice warrior commercials. I know.
What? It's transparent.
It's secret. I bet you they charge women more for their deodorant than they would charge for men. Do they have a male deodorant?
I bet you they did. I was just going to look up to see who owns them and how many board members are male and how many board members
are
female.
Take your time. And I'll mention that Valentine's Day is coming up. Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. There are three ways to shop for your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com, 35 retail locations. The all-new SexDrive.com for the hottest stuff. Featuring quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting toys for couples. SexDrive also has an incredible selection of erotic apparel and naughty gift ideas perfect for Valentine's. Shop early. Visit SexDrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane. 35 locations. There you go.
So let's see. Two men... there's 12 members. Let's see. How many of the 12 members do you think are female?
For Secret, at least 7 or 8, because they're trying to push equality forward. They're trying to kick it forward.
5. So it's 5? It's not even representative of the population of the country.
Because there's more women than men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we can't cheer for that team.
Better fire a couple of those guys. Right. Is there anything going on in the Hall Financial Hotline besides Stan?
Not at this hour.
Maybe we should just call Stan.
There was someone during the... Oh, we could call Joe Theismann. He loved the halftime performance. It's just a random tweet on my Twitter timeline was Joe the Isman, and that's basically, what a great halftime performance.
Did you see Shakira gyrating? I was in full jerk mode.
Shakira was hot. She is so hot. Yeah. I cannot believe she's 43.
I know.
She is just beautiful, man. And J-Lo looks incredible, too. It's not my kind of music. It's not my favorite music, but they're good at what they do.
Joe Theismann's tweet, awesome halftime show. 43 minutes ago, Joe Theismann's tweet, everyone in the stands are standing. is he getting tired?
43 minutes ago.
Is it past Joe's bedtime?
Oh, he meant during the game.
Everyone in the stands are standing.
Are standing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love you, Joe!
That would be is standing. Joe the is man should know that as well as anyone. Hall Financial wants you to know.
4 hours ago, Joe Theismann tweets, this is exciting.
He must have had a few pops before the game.
3 hours ago.
Low energy person.
3 hours ago. Loved Andy's call. I'm sure.
No energy.
Can we have some context, Joe? If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage or you have lingering high interest credit card debt, you want to call Hall Financial about refinancing or maybe rolling it together. Maybe you need to take money out of your house because you want to build an addition or you need a little cash to do something. Smart idea would be call the company under 1,000 five-star reviews. It's been averaging 10 days from start to finish on listeners. They're going to be averaging negative 3 days pretty soon where you're
going to predict
backdate
it for you.
Yes. your refi. It's a simple process. No secret saving money is smart. Call 248-308-5000. Or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You might reduce your rate, shorten the term, eliminate PMI, or take cash out. Now's the time. Interest rates are low. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial. On the halftime show, let's see.
I'm surprised. Is this just because it's recent and people love hyperbole? I'm surprised how many people thought it was the greatest halftime show ever.
I won't destroy Shakira.
I thought it was just,
Well,
it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great.
Well, for one thing, Shakira was awesome. If you don't speak Spanish, I think you're a little, maybe it's not right in your wheelhouse.
Sure. Sure.
If you don't like that music, which I got to tell you, J-Lo, I don't hate her music. It just goes right through me. Yeah. It's like I didn't hear it.
I think you might have said to me, Darian, it's like, how do you know what these songs are? Like,
I did.
I don't know. They just play all the time.
But I would never know the words. I would never recognize and go, oh, it's this J-Lo song. To me, a J-Lo song is a J-Lo song. I think maybe they've been playing the same song every time they put a song on. They just give it a different name. Because honestly, I just don't think there's anything special about her music.
You know what it is? A lot of those songs have like special guests on them, like Ja Rule or Ben Affleck. I don't know. Whoever the guests are on there. And so maybe
she played Jenny from the Block.
I know.
Shakira. Somebody, I had a tweet out about Shakira and somebody said thank her for the 10 seconds of Kashmir.
Oh, yeah.
There was 10 seconds of Kashmir.
I was hopeful that it was Pager for a second out there, even though it looked like Robert Plant.
And if only Paul McCartney could dance, he could have gone out there and helped him out because he was there at the game.
It's funny. So if McCartney was out there playing, or The Who, or Springsteen, it would be, who are these old guys? I don't know any of this stuff. But you have a 50-year-old. I have a 50-year-old and a 43-year-old out there. And could you imagine someone going, who are these old broads out there? Let's get some young acts.
Well, if they looked old, yeah, they would say that. Yeah. But they look great. I mean, women get treated so crappy when it comes to that.
I don't speak Spanish, but asses spoke to me.
But asses spoke to me.
There were people who were pissing and moaning about the Spanish. It was in Miami. If that makes people happy, when they have Tom Petty or they have McCartney or the Rolling Stones or The Who or Bruce Springsteen, that's pretty wheelhouse with football.
Yeah.
It's a male sport. I think there's a lot of classic rock because, when you're talking about the people, especially at the game, they're older guys. That doesn't mean that J-Lo and Shakira can't be a good show. It just seemed more like the old Super Bowl.
I don't speak Spanish.
There's a lot of crotch shots, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
It's female empowerment at its best. Good for them, man.
Someone said that. I was looking at Twitter, and they said, oh, I see. So we're making everyone with diversity and fairness and equal. So we're having two Latina chicks out there, and then what happens? They shake their ass for 15 minutes.
Great, because they wanted to. Loved it. That was beautiful.
That's what kills me about all the – I really don't want to get on this or stay on this, but that's what kills me about all the, this is great, getting all the women in sportscasting, and they're all smoking hot.
I know.
And they're tokens on the sidelines or, hosting shows with men who know what the fuck they're talking about football.
How do I explain this to my children? That was more a more sexualized halftime show than when Janet Jackson flopped her tit out.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what?
But are you going to hear that from me? Are you going to hear that from people?
No, like, no. Well, yes, maybe a few. The audience, people loved it. I mean, I enjoyed it because they were a lot of beautiful people on the stage.
This time you didn't have a man ripping off their clothing, though. Because Janet Jackson didn't know that was coming.
Give me a break. How absolutely ridiculous. And you know what? I was listening to Artie Lang's podcast.
Yeah.
He had Tim Sabian on, who was running K-Rock.
Oh.
When that happened, okay, for Howard. And he was talking about how the FCC just came after them like wildfire after the Janet Jackson thing, which is like, what? I mean, everybody faced the same thing. It was so stupid. It's like, wait, because Justin Timberlake did that stupid thing on TV, because they never went after anyone else. Who'd they go after?
No one.
It was all about radio for some reason. It was just ridiculous.
Thanks a lot, Fred Upton. Wasn't he the big push behind it? The Michigan representative?
He was one of them,
Kate
I
Upton's
think.
Uncle.
And there's all kinds of crap going on. But anyway, it was an interesting game. I didn't think it was terribly well played. I mean, there were a bunch of
Turnovers. And there was four interceptions.
What about all the false starts?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was an exciting game.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the game. With 8:43 left when Kansas City got the ball, it just didn't seem like they could score twice. But
you know, the problem is both teams have such a slow pace that there just weren't that many plays in the game.
I wonder what the yardage was for the game.
I'm going to look it up here. Total plays, 54 for San Francisco, 75 for Kansas City. So 75 is about normal, but 54, that's pretty low.
What was the yardage for the two teams?
351 to 397. That's not bad.
No.
Football! Just all night!
Just didn't seem that way.
I would have expected more, honestly.
Yards per play, 6.5 and 5.3.
What would San Francisco do running the ball?
Debo Samuel, the wide receiver, probably had the most rushing yards. I don't know.
22 for 141 total for the team.
It's like seven a carry, almost.
Debo had three carries for 53 yards.
Holy moly.
Mostert had 12 for 58, including that great one-yard run to start the game. Where's his first carry? Dick. You're on my shit list too, Mostert. What are the odds?
You know, there's so many things.
God damn it.
Did you see the Trump interview before the game?
Kobe!
Some of it.
Oh, man, did he blister everyone. And I don't know. I didn't watch a ton of the pregame show. I saw they assembled all the greats, and Earl Campbell was with us. People are feisty on Twitter, too. Somebody got all pissed because I took a picture of Earl Campbell, and I said, hey, look, he's got the basket so he can go souvenir shopping at Super Bowl 54 on his cart.
That's what it looked like.
It was just a really minuscule joke.
You dick!
I would like to point out, too, that that was a rented mobile scooter, because you could see on the front it said, like, the stadium's name. Not that Earl Campbell should have to bring his own scooter.
Why do people get so pissy about stupid shit?
I loved Earl Campbell, man.
I did too. It was a big nothing. It wasn't making fun of him. It was just there was a basket that looked kind of silly. So let's see what else. I think I struck gold with the first tweet. And actually, it's funny because you guys were making comments, and I was like, "Oh, that's a good tweet." And I would just pop it out there, and they were all flying tonight. I don't know why. Like you said. Oh my God, I'll never buy that car when the John Legend and Chrissy Teigen ad came on.
Had anybody ever heard of that brand of car?
No.
Is it Genesis?
Genesis, yeah. It's the luxury brand for Hyundai.
I'm the sexiest man alive.
That was a horrible ad.
It was awful. It made her look like the elitist snob that she is, too.
You know, this is a really stupid question. So there are people that really like her, Chrissy Teigen? I
don't know anybody that does.
I don't have any really strong feelings one way or the other. I find her kind of annoying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What does she do besides go on Twitter or Instagram?
She used to be a model.
Yeah, a model. Now she does cookbooks.
She's a mom now. She's not running around nude. I mean, she's right.
And now she's married to a guy who has an EGOT.
Yeah.
And he's the sexiest man alive.
Doesn't do anything, yeah.
Well, is that some big reward? I'm supposed to think more of her because she attracted an EGOT guy? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Anyway, so.
I don't get it.
You said, oh my God, I'll never buy that car. So I tweeted out, please no one buy this car. And it got tons of likes, lots of comments, a bunch of retweets. Then the other one was.
I knew as soon as that ad started, whatever it was, I was not purchasing it.
And I knew the ad wasn't going to be good. Yeah, I just knew it wasn't going to be good. Then there was this weird ad for Olay where they have the three women who make space for women. Which is, and Katie Couric was on it. She was so proud of that spot, too.
Busy Phillips, you know, when you think, you know, women empowerment.
And, oh, God. You know, I sound like I'm really anti-women, and I'm not at all, but it's just this whole, you know, it seems like it's this up with between football coaches, and we've had women in space. I'm not saying there shouldn't be more, but anyway,
but is that
Busy
another,
Phillips.
Is that another thing where women are like, I want to go to space, and everyone's like, no.
No. No, it's not a no. No, they want to put more women in space. I would guess that NASA would fast track a female that was qualified.
And we want women to be in STEM and girls to be in STEM programs. However, the end of that commercial doesn't really.
What the fuck was. I'm not kidding. I still can't believe that happened. And I also can't believe that I tweeted out the picture of them floating in space with me in my orange hat. You can easily see the reflection on the screen.
That was great.
It looks like I'm saying that the tweet. Okay, they had. Can we play it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just stunned they did this because to me, it's like the most obvious Christa McAuliffe callback. And if you're not old enough to remember her, in 1986, we talked about this last week, I think.
Is it just because we talked about it recently that it was top of mind or we remembered it?
No, anybody remembers a Challenger. If you're old enough, if you're like 30, no, you're going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Is there enough space in space for women? Okay, so who wrote that?
Pause for a second. Katie Kirk's reading it. They're showing Busy Phillips, Taraji. Is it Taraji Henson?
No.
No, she, Taraji Henner, what's her name? Taraji Whatever. P. Henson is in Mission Control. It's okay, who are the Lily other? Singh, who does the late show on NBC.
Is that doing well, by the way?
No one's seen it. And then there's Nicole Stott, who is an actual astronaut, which I think it kind of lessens her role.
I would be insulted as all fuck if I was her. Busy Phillips, an Instagram personality with a terrible failed talk show, who, by the way, I just read this another long story about her. I'm going to get on a talk show. He fucked me. And she put out all these posts that she didn't put out last year. She made drafts and didn't put out. And they're all about how stupid E is.
What a lie.
You know, for canceling her extremely low-rated show. And so she's like insisting that, and I don't want women in late night TV, but I'm not going to. I'm like, oh my God. And now she's on this commercial. And by the way, is being an Instagram influencer, is that empowering?
I got $2. I don't want them to look at an Instagram person and be like, that's what I want to do.
If you took the top 100 women on Instagram, would that be empowering or incredibly sexist?
Probably incredibly sexist.
I'm sure it is.
For the fact that they're actually making a career out of it.
No, you kind of admire that. Oh, they've really cobbled together a pretty big success story here. But it's pictures of their ass, and
it's like Kim Kardashian's career. Nobody would want that for their daughter. But then again, it's pretty successful.
Oh no, they're hugely successful.
How does she even get on television?
Michael Abraham is very fond of Farron. Everything she's done.
That's a great, perfect, even better example, Brandon. Thank you.
Oh, boom! Hot take!
Should we call him?
No.
I'm trying to find
him. Farrah just put out this price list where she'll send you a video topless for a certain amount.
Yes.
She'll send a video of her fingering herself for. I guess it doesn't have that, but it's. I mean,
she would.
You can pay.
This isn't fair.
You could pay like $19.95 a month for video conferencing where, yeah, I mean, gross. What does she do? I mean, really?
You spend $5,000 to take her on a date, so you can probably bang her.
Ugh.
No, I mean, I don't understand personally how that is even going on. With all the social justice stuff going on and how we want to do this and we want to do that, we want to make things fair, we want to diversify. And then you've got this whole thing where, oh my God, here's how you make all the money, women. You know, if you're hot, do this.
It's a lot easier than doing STEM classes.
Yeah.
Play the ad. Play the rest of the commercial.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is there enough space in space for women?
Next commercial.
Who wrote that? Are people really still asking that question?
No. Operation Make Space for Women is ready for liftoff.
Make
Mission Control.
To Raji P. Engineer.
We have the opposite of a problem.
There is so much space up here.
Well, I could have told you that.
When we make space for women, we make space for everyone.
One tweet equals
$1 to Girls Who Code.
What does this button do?
Eject.
What does this button do?
That was, I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
That was the Christy McAuliffe joke that you couldn't make for 20 years because, you know, what happened to the Challenger? Oh, what does this button do?
Yep. That's all.
And then they eject them into space. They're dying.
It shows that they're badass.
With looks of frozen horror. Frozen looks of horror.
So once again, that is an Olay ad, and the other one was Secret. Olay, also owned by Procter & Gamble, who 5 out of the 12 board members are women. So step it up, Procter & Gamble. I guess there's not enough space for women on their board. There's only enough
Apparently
space.
Not.
There's only enough space for 5 women on their board. Come on, man. Just sell your product. Stop trying to fix the world.
The Bill Murray ad was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
People like that.
I really like the Jason Momoa ad too.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Rips off his biceps.
So stupid.
I really love David Spade's follow-up tweet during the Super Bowl where he said, "Hey, did you guys see my ad where they put Jason Momoa's face on my body?"
Brandon, and they also at the end, which I thought the commercial was over, then they show Jason Momoa as the little skinny guy lifting the bar and going, "I can't get it, I can't get it,"
with his wife Lisa Bonet spotting him.
That was really good.
I'm glad Spade tweeted that out because I realized I wasn't following David Spade, and I just had an open space on my followers list because I blew Tom Lydon, the former Channel 7 sports.
Blown star. Out!
I blew him out of my Twitter so fast because he tweeted after the first touchdown by Patrick Mahomes. Let me find the exact quote. He was very unhappy.
Didn't like the cartoon.
The comic type. I don't know. Is that
the
what
graphics that the they graphics have for players? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He just wanted them gone.
So whatever.
You know what? You're gone off my Twitter feed. Yeah.
Get out of my stream with that.
You got to earn your way back. It was very empowering.
Peter Frampton is still trying to earn his way back into my Twitter. I don't know if he's still. Maybe he's not retweeting David Hogg anymore. I'll have to check.
I like the idea, though, of having a maximum amount of people you can follow on your Twitter, blowing people out and making space.
The Alice Johnson commercial
yeah.
for Trump.
Yeah.
It's
pretty brilliant.
I can't stand him, but he knows what he's doing.
I know. It was.
I want to thank President Donald John Trump.
Donald John Trump? I didn't even know his middle name.
I didn't either.
What did I think his middle name was?
Jay.
That's weird.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Just like Homer.
Donald J. Trump. Jay. That's right. I hated that thing with the football and the brat running it in with the brats behind him. And what did Joe Buck say? Oh, what a fabulous introduction to the game.
And it wasn't. It was more Stupid. Wasted time when you were waiting for kickoff.
The game was late.
That is a disgusting act.
Because there's one thing the NFL needed was another ad.
I know. Oh, man.
They have still not called the over 64 and a half.
Wow, really?
They've gotten rid of the other ones.
He's been over for a while.
The other bet I lost, first to have a sack.
God, we're going to be doing 2 shows in an awful short time.
I know.
We start a little bit late tomorrow.
He's a sleepy guy.
You know what ad just made me crazy was the Facebook I Want to Rock. Because I hate saying this. I hate criticizing anybody in rock and roll, but that is the most trite song possibly ever.
Yeah. I just feel that Zuckerberg did not pay that much for it. Because I think he just offered money up to Dee Snider. He's like, sure. $25 to run my ad? Sure. Cool.
And they played I Wanna Rock 50 times.
I Wanna Rock!
If I was Chris Rock,
I Wanna Rock!
I would not have wanted to be in that spot.
No. I bet you Chris Rock got paid more than Twisted Sister did for the rights to the song.
Oh, if they didn't pay Chris Rock more, something is criminally wrong. And Sylvester Stallone. Why? I wonder how much they pay Chris Rock.
That's a great question.
I've never thought of
how
it
much
when
do
I heard
they
that
pay
song.
Rocky either.
Who would you expect?
I don't know. Me?
What was the point? Oh, all the stupid Facebook groups?
Yeah, that's like one thing in a mini Facebook.
Okay.
What'd you think of Tom Brady's Hulu ad?
Oh, my God. He was trending. He's not retiring, I know that now.
Things must come to an end. Only at the best, just know when to walk away. So to my teammates, my family, and most of all,
Tom Brady had a pretty good game
fans,
the other night, right?
You deserve to hear this from me. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. According to the script they just gave me, Hulu also has your favorite cable channels plus the greatest show.
Someone
according to the script
someone
they just gave me.
Someone on Twitter said that Ad was as bland as Tom Brady is.
He's a pretty bland guy.
Incredible.
We're still here!
Can you get the Google ad, Brandon?
Yeah.
I'm still getting likes on that ad. On that tweet, I should say. Well, 12 retweets is pretty good.
Callback tweets are great, too.
Our friends and studio sponsors at Zotford and Holly and DealsNitty.com are proud to be our first and longest-running sponsor of this podcast. And Jim Bentley is now there. In fact, there's some T-shirts I noticed upstairs that we're supposed to sign and get with Bentley so people could get them, I guess, as rewards for slump busting.
Oh, cool. Good.
He actually is slump buster. The slump is over.
Good.
He moved a couple sets of wheels last week.
T-shirt time.
Good man.
So anyway, Bentley has given you an opportunity to make all your wildest dreams come true with the Winter Wonderland clearance event at Zot Ford. They've got all the trucks and SUVs you could want. They've got the number one selling truck in America, the new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4s under $100 a month, or lease Detroit's favorite SUV, the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT 4x4, as low as $112 a month. And finally, during Zot Ford's Winter Wonderland event, lease Michigan's sportiest SUV, the new 2020 all-wheel drive Ford Edge SEL, as low as $168 a month. So be sure to give Bentley or Anthony Ketchum a call on the magic number 248-215-5151. 248-215-5151. Pick up a new ride from Zot Ford.
Brandon, remember the tweet I was reading from Trump congratulating the Chiefs?
Yeah.
He deleted it.
Oh, because he messed it up.
Because he messed it up.
What'd he do?
He said the great state of Kansas.
Yeah.
Instead of Missouri.
He's not doing that, is he? He's not tweeting on his phone.
I wouldn't think he tweeted that.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
But still, that's pretty... He hires the best people. I mean, that's pretty well, silly mess up.
Can you find the Google ad?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, good. Corny as it sounds, is 2020, so why aren't you 2020? That is without glasses and contacts. Truth is, the only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, and brief visit to the Aldo Eye Center. And, of course, all these people have been going, like Kurt Sargent, who said he'd never been so terrified in his life. He's a brave Detroit motorcycle guy, and he just said, breathe.
Who's that dude?
The staff is tremendous. Christina's tremendous. Dr. Yaldo is tremendous. I can read calendars across the room now, thousandths of an inch. I'm so pleased. Anybody can afford it should just go and do it. And he's talking about LASIK surgery or multifocal implants, which give people the gift of great vision. And Dr. Yaldo will examine you. He's the most experienced in the Midwest. He may say, you know what, you ought to wait a couple of years. You're probably going to lose your close-up vision, or it's going to be hard to read and do it all at once, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, make the call. Understand what will be required of you to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, and then decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to the Yaldo Eye Center. Google runs this really emotional ad. I take it this is an old guy who's having trouble remembering Loretta, his wife, his long-beloved wife.
It's very sad.
And so he's talking to Google, asking for certain things so he can remember Loretta.
It's a very sweet ad.
It is. A lot of people were moved by this. It was a touching ad, I admit. I thought it was well done.
How old is the guy supposed to be?
How to not forget as being Google. Probably 100 or 80 or 90.
Hey, Google, show me photos of me and Loretta.
Do a lot of 90-year-olds know how to use Google?
Yeah. Somebody help him. Well, there's Loretta. Look.
Loretta hated my mustache.
You miss me? Aw. It's pretty adorable. That little town off the coast of Juneau, and there's the
remember,
picture.
Remember, Loretta loved going to Alaska. Aww. And scallops.
Scallops, huh?
It's nice to
show
remember.
Show me photos from our anniversary.
I want you two to kiss each other.
Remember, she always snorted
there's
when
the picture
she
I tweeted. She's cute in that picture.
Play our favorite movie.
It should be
black and white, of course.
Behind the corner.
Here's what you told me to remember. Loretta used to hum show tunes. Loretta's favorite flowers were tulips. Loretta had the most beautiful smile.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Right, she should say tickled pink. I thought it said prick. Rhodo said, don't miss me too much.
Remember,
and get out.
I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Aw.
Come on, boy. Aw.
So nice. Anyway, I tweeted out one of the pictures and said, Google me Loretta nude. And people really like that.
Hey, Google, show me Loretta nude.
Show me Loretta.
Sorry, you died.
I got an LOL.
Delete your account.
Now, that guy's the guy that said delete your account. He's mad at me for some other tweet.
Really?
Yes. Check it out. Brandon, maybe you can look it back.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Antonio, remember that she started when she laughed? Tony says, you just made a roar of laughter at my party. Bronco said, imagine the bush she had. Tweeted at you. Paul said, too soon with lots of laughing emojis. Merle, sorry about Loretta, but here's
too soon. How long has Loretta been dead? We don't know. She could have died years. Actually, no, we know it was 2017. I think the guy in that ad would have loved that joke. He would have chuckled at it and then in his head thought, she did look pretty damn good, dude. And she did have quite the bush.
Merle said, sorry about Loretta, but here's an ad for hot singles in your area.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if, like, Plenty of Fish bought the ad afterwards, knowing that ad was on there?
Oh, man. Dan said, Google let the air out of the room with that commercial. Thanks for filling it back up. Let's see.
Why is that guy mad?
And then Dan Kern, thank you. I was weak for a moment. I needed that. And then Ryan says, has to be a Jackie O.
Oh, the guy that's mad at you got mad at your Shakira tweet, too, because... And I went through his Twitter. He's a big fan of Shakira, and he's a listener. I think he's a listener. He follows me. Twitter, so, you know, whatever. That's fine.
Okay. I don't know. He called you a washed up.
Okay.
Being mean. He's being very mean.
Well, maybe
he's being mean to me.
Yes.
Hit a nerve. That's fine.
Because you made fun of Patrick Mahomes by saying, "Get over yourself. You haven't played that well."
You didn't play that well.
You didn't.
That is a factually correct tweet, Drew Head.
Why is this guy so soft? Why is everything upsetting him? He's triggered all night. Is he having his paycheck? Perhaps.
Maybe he bet the over 164.5%.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Tom Mazzaway Jr., I guess it's Tom's son from somewhere else, tweeted a picture of Fouts and said, Google, I don't need your her number. Or, fuck that shit. Oh. Google, fuck that shit. Google dried up old egg.
Oh,
God.
Drew, they called it a loss. 64.5. They called it a loss.
What? No, it's over 64.5.
I lost that bet.
No. No. It is over 64.5. That's bullshit.
I think that's bullshit, too. It's 64.16
something. 64.516. That's over 64.5. 64.516. I don't do the math.
No, it is. What is he, 21?
20 for 30 is 666. 20 for 31, I thought it had to be close. And it was.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Google, remember Loretta's inverted nipple? Vince Vance sent that. And then, with Shakira, I had a really sexy shot of Shakira. Hey, Google, close Loretta photos. Search Shakira nude.
I wanted to motboat Shakira's butt cheeks.
And then we had, is it Lamar Hunt's granddaughter in the suite?
Yeah, wow.
Somebody said she's Kelsey's woman. Kelsey's banging Lamar Hunt's grandchild? You can't do that, Kelsey. Anyway, she's beautiful. And I said, hey, Google, forget Loretta and Shakira. Who is this young lady?
Someone posted a picture of her, like in a bikini, right to Acapulco.
Mark, during the Katie Sowers commercial, she's the coach for the 49ers who's bossing everyone around in the commercial. And, you know, I really want a forensic accountant to attend 49ers practice. I want to see if she really bosses all these guys around. Maybe she does. It's not impossible. Anyway, Mark said, I wonder what she's got cooked up for this big drive after her commercial the commercial, Kansas City just scored.
Yeah, they had it aired at the worst time. You know, they needed a drive. The 49ers needed a drive. So it's like, here's their secret weapon, Katie Sowers. She's been studying football her whole life. She's come up with something.
Does she really walk between the players and point? And I mean, honestly, what was she doing anyway?
Their head
it looked
coach,
like a lot of pointing to me.
Their head coach is an offensive genius.
And, oh, yeah. And, no, one of the best.
And a little bit of nepotism because he's
who you point
Mike
at, Brandon?
Shanahan. Oh, that's
Mahomes' younger brother.
Homosexual younger brother. And his girlfriend, the annoying girlfriend.
Oh, she is annoying.
Why is she on stage with him on the NFL Network?
Yeah, she's the MVP. He can do whatever he wants. It's his night.
True. Oh, is that her?
Yeah, and there's his brother. Put him up. Let's see what he's saying.
And my 6'12 brother, Jackson.
Yeah. All right, apparently people have been working overtime on social media as well, and so I think what? Mom posted a tweet not all that long ago, and to think since middle school I used to get on Patrick and say, I don't care if you have to play in the Super Bowl. Well, now he's here. What does this mean to your
cold
entire
sweet,
family?
Mom.
Of course, your pop has played
mom's hot.
11 years. And
come on.
Well, that's an old picture.
His dad's a major league baseball player. Of course she's hot.
I think it means the world to be here. Being a little
moms don't mind if you say they're hot.
Look at Deion. What's Deion Sanders?
What is Deion doing?
What do you consider?
Hey, can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Why do we know that Patrick Mahomes' brother is gay? I mean, I'm not knocking it. I don't care. I just... Did he announce, by the way, I want everybody to know that my brother is gay.
He's an influencer.
He does a lot of TikToks and Instagram. He's big on that. He's got a lot of followers.
Does this precede Patrick Mahomes becoming the quarterback?
Well, no, I don't think that he came out until like recently. And so.
So because he's Patrick Mahomes' brother, he becomes an influencer?
I am nothing without my following.
I guess. Is that,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened first. I'm sure he's a great influencer.
I got a reputation, a following. My brand is on the rise.
And that's Mahomes' babe right there?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. She's...
Okay.
Check her Instagram. Let's see if she had any annoyance.
Could he upgrade? I'm just saying.
She's pretty hot. You don't think so?
Well, I've seen her.
Sure, it's only his third
year. Posts.
It's only his third year in the league. But
she's a bit annoying, in my opinion.
he could upgrade to Lamar Hunt's granddaughter.
Yes, he could. I mean, he can certainly get her away from Kelsey.
They've been together since 10th grade.
So he's done with her.
I think Andy Reid could upgrade, too. Just kidding.
He has no interest in that anymore.
I know. No, he injects it like Weinstein.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, that Weinstein story is so fucking disgusting.
It's the best story. You got
to get. There's so many things I want to say about it, but I just, I don't want to cast aspersions on the female.
Well, no, say what you want to say.
It's just weird now. I got to tell you, I was mentally fucked up because I listened to this thing about, there's a podcast that is about being an open,
pedophile.
Hmm. Yeah, like, yeah, I've come out as a pedophile.
I see. It sounds like a great way to spend Super Bowl Sunday.
You were listening to it for a few minutes.
Not by choice.
No, but you were. It was part of your Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, it sounded like NAMBLA to me.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's people saying that, I like younger boys, and she likes younger boys, and she likes younger girls, and we don't hide from it. We do, and it's not all bad. And when I was in Boston, NAMBLA was really big there. The Man Boy Love Association.
Yeah, North American Man Boy Love Association.
And this was for people who were like 30, but they had a 15-year-old boyfriend, and he liked it, and they liked it. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's so much wrong with it. It's illegal too.
Well,
boys will be boys.
And this thing was, I didn't even know what to do. I was listening to it. I was just completely, I felt ill, first of all. And I didn't realize, I thought like, wait a second. If something is going on, with a minor where people are required by law to tell people about it, then how is this podcast going on?
Well, I assume they don't act on it. I'm doing air quotes as I say that. I'm guessing.
Oh, come on. No, they're advocating it. They're saying, but they're coming out and saying, this is what I'm attracted to and this is what I want to do, and I'm not ashamed of it.
No, I mean, there's no crime. No, don't get me wrong. It's fucked up. But are they?
No, they're not doing it on the show.
Yeah, they're not acting out on it. Are they really dating boys?
Well,
if they are, that's totally illegal.
Why would you tell people this on a podcast? They got Twitter accounts.
Why would you be that way in the first place? It's messed up.
The discussion about it was that These people could easily find out who they are, but they're hiding behind fake identities on Twitter and such. But they're trying to normalize it.
What's the name of this podcast?
Good luck with
that. Did I miss this?
You know what? I got to say, I think there's too many podcasts.
Yeah.
I think that one proves I could do without. There's too many podcasts.
I'm not kidding. I thought this can't be real. This cannot be a real thing. Is this a joke? Am I being,
That's what I'm wondering because I can't find it. So what?
I'll tell you what it is. I don't want to play it on our show.
No, I don't want to play it either. Just I want to know what the name is of it.
Well, I don't want to say the name of it.
Well, just bleep
it. I'll tell you because I don't have it right in front of me. But I'll tell you.
You need to loosen up. Have a beer.
I mean, that was so fucking weird.
Yeah, it was gross.
It's just really strange. And I remember the NAMBLA thing when I was in Boston. I think two people on city council at that time were members of NAMBLA. Really? And Boston is extremely liberal. Yeah, they were elected.
That's beyond anything.
I'm just telling you what I remember. That was in the 80s. But
so gross.
I know. It's really very strange. Man, that was a fun diversion. Something.
How do we even get there?
We were talking about Harvey Weinstein.
And his messed up wiener.
Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. Like the reason it came up is because I'd sort of written it down next to something else. That Ray Dawn Chong came out to say that, Mick Jagger and I had sex when I was 15.
Mm.
And she had already said this on her podcast, and I think she regretted it, and she thought, like, he's going to kill me. It's like, it was 41 years ago, I think. Which is also weird because the story said she's 58 and she's born in 1959. So I'm like, wait, did she die in 2017 or is her age not continuing forward after 58 or what's going on?
She's 60.
But that's beside the point. Anyway, this thing got a big no reaction because it's Mick Jagger, I guess.
So who cares? I don't know.
It's like, so you're telling me that when it's certain people, we don't care. When it's other people, then everything has to be thrown at them.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm advocating for it or anything. I'm just saying if all these things are so horrible when some people do them, why when other people do them, does it not matter at all? I'm a big Mick Jagger fan. I don't want him thrown in jail.
You mean like Anthony Anderson having a Super Bowl ad?
That was interesting to me.
Well, wasn't he Me Too pretty bad?
Yes. Yes, he was.
He's got a hit show on ABC.
So. He was with his mama in the commercial.
Well, that's even stranger.
Makes it better.
Oh, because his mom has forgiven him?
I have feelings about that. I'm not sure I want to express them right at this moment, but Mike Morris had a commercial, Super Bowl commercial. It was pretty funny, really.
It's kind of good.
Yeah, he's throwing an axe, or he's got people throwing axes at him. One of them's obviously Jeff Figer, and his axe goes nowhere near the target, which is a talking Mike Morris. It was pretty good. I wonder who did that commercial. But anyway, nothing will come of this Mick Jagger thing, right?
No.
She also said it was consensual. It was great.
Well,
she said she'd boned a million guys before then anyway.
Why? Isn't that Tommy Chong's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. Should we call him?
She was in the...
it's really late.
He's on the West Coast, isn't he?
He just watched the Super Bowl. Of course he's up.
Yeah.
I don't want to call him about that.
No, I know.
I'm racking my brain, though. Is there anybody
Tommy
we know?
Would probably joke about it, honestly.
Is there anybody we know in Kansas City who would be just partying up a storm?
Tiger suit guy.
Oh, no. No. All right, never mind.
Tiger suit guy.
He lives in Kansas City.
He does live there.
Didn't the girl, remember that girl that tracked down the person who robbed her, stole her car, her purse? Remember we talked to her? The blonde girl not that long ago in the summer? I think that was Kansas City.
Oh, was that in Kansas City?
That's how little Kansas City coverage we do.
God, that's weird. How far in are we, Brandon? I have no clue what time.
20 minutes? I don't know.
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
No, 50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you'd said 15, I was going to believe you.
We at least have to go longer than our pizza delivery time.
I know. Yeah, pizza took a long time. And we got Jordan, our favorite delivery person. Jordan wanted to hang out, watch the game. I felt so bad for him.
I felt so bad for the four orders in his car.
He was here a while.
I don't mean to narc him out.
Not that long.
I don't mean to narc him out, but
he wasn't here that long. He's here for like He watched like four.
He's
or five
our friend.
Plays.
He was visiting a friend.
Yeah,
he's a great dude.
Let's see. Okay, I did this. I did that. It's awfully late to be doing this. Pretty weird, isn't it?
Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend does have a video. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
That's the whole Instagram is them yelling.
Quiet.
That's her yelling?
Yeah, that's her yelling with her hot friends in a suite. What a great post. What an excellent post. Whew.
Gotta mark her down as a follow for sure. She had another one. She had one from New England where the fans are being mean to me. Oh, one of those posts. I think she was with Patrick's gay brother. Can I just call him his brother? Do I have to call him his gay brother?
Just call him his brother. I think he just has one. There's no reason for qualifiers. Boy, they were mean.
A little punchy.
They were mean to her. Will she ever be okay? I mean, her boyfriend's a league MVP, Super Bowl MVP.
She's wearing all this Kansas City shit, and she's screaming every time he does something right. Jeez, really?
He's about to get paid, too. Oh, my God. He's going to get a massive contract.
I got to say, I feel like if you're in someone else's stadium, I feel like it's really not a good idea to wear a bunch of shit for the away team. Or now you're gonna risking. I know, but if you get shit, I don't really want to hear about it.
Well, exactly. It's how you respond to it. You're gonna get shit. Just don't be an asshole.
But the problem is, there's people that are such assholes that it doesn't matter if you're a nice person or not.
Yeah, I guess.
I wouldn't. I know plenty of people that do, and they some people just, you know, they want to go nuts.
Yeah.
And, well, show those 90,000 assholes. I don't know, maybe when I was younger. Anyway, it's a new year, it's a new decade, it's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsIndeed.com. We got the Google ad, right? We should play that ad.
Didn't we play it?
Oh, we did. Yeah. We did play the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm tired.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
Past your bedtime.
I'm very sleepy. It's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And DealsIndeed.com starts. You know what happened? I was having deja vu from when I started the last ad, and I was thinking, oh.
Yeah, we never got into it.
Fuck. During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. If you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zot, lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited, all-wheel drive around $122 a month. However, if you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease, turn-in headquarters, any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals and their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And I'll mention... tell Joy we got the Luke commercial in today.
Okay.
Luke would love to be associated with the Super Bowl. I know that.
La, la, la.
And Charlie had Chief Craig from the Detroit, the DPD on Friday. And, man, that Facebook Live was hopping, really hopping. And ML and Charlie are going to do ML's – or Charlie's going to do ML's show.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep. Should post
which loads – that's for listen on Wednesday?
Yep. Should, as long as the notes get
okay. Done. By the way, a very concerned listener sent me is a list of grievances about the Soul of Detroit.
Oh, let's hear them all.
They're all the ones that I think we've talked about.
Oh, okay.
That it should just, you know, should always go out at the same time. So it's a routine and you're used to it.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to getting like 3 and 5 days.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, 2 weeks late. And,
all right.
And just saying.
Good luck with the podcast.
I think you're talking to the wrong guy. What?
Who said that?
No, it was all good advice, and I think he said, too, that...
Hey, we're trying, man.
I know. I think he said that the best time to get it... Do you put it out at night?
It's usually has been, like, Thursday around in the early afternoon.
Okay. I think he was saying...
I'm trying to make it Wednesday in
the early afternoon. If you can get it out in the morning, that it's before the morning or around the morning.
Well, trying to stay away from another podcast that posts at a certain time.
I see.
That's why I wanted to move it away from Thursday, because no filter posts on Thursday as well. So
I think
trying
he said
some space.
I think he also said, this is a person who's kind of in the know, said early in the week's better. Once a week. And there's a day when I noticed that a lot of the podcasts load, because they want to give people that week.
Duly noted.
And just,
well, I mean, Monday's taken.
No point. So I'll forward you the email.
Oh, great. So I can forward it along.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now. Forward it along. I can't talk.
He's gonna be so mad.
You know,
this episode.
You know what I heard? Did you happen to hear the Frank Caliendo thing where he takes the Mahomes run from the playoff game and he does
and does
Summerall
Madden and
Madden with it?
Yeah.
Can you play that, Brandon? Fuck, was I laughing? Oh my God, His Madden is just, I could listen to him do Madden all day.
He's great. He is great.
It's just so funny. And plus, Madden is so imitable. He's in his head.
Yeah.
Mahomes, back to pass. Nobody open. He scrambles to the sideline. He's out of bounds. He's still in, Pat. So he is. Mahomes, inside the five. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And that's just Patrick Mahomes being Patrick Mahomes right there, making muscles. And there's the Kansas City Wolf. I don't know what a wolf has to do with the Chiefs, but I mean, look at what he does here. I mean, there's nobody open. Titans think he's just going to run out of bounds. But he doesn't run out of bounds. He stays inbound and then makes guys miss. Makes guys hit. And then, boom, touchdown. And when you get a touchdown, you get to make muscles. There's the wolf again.
the best part of that. And that's so underrated is that Summerall thought the play was over. That is so Summerall.
Sideline. He's out of bounds. He's still in, Pat.
You're being trolled on Twitter by Tom Mazzaway now.
Tom Mazzaway Jr.?
No, regular Tom.
Why is he trolling me?
Because you wrote, get over yourself. You haven't played that well with Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And that was right after the first touchdown. Kelsey won, right?
Yeah.
And he just wrote, excuse me? Anybody that watched that game up to that point, Mahomes was terrible.
He didn't.
His passes were way off.
I don't think he'd tell you he had a good game.
He was awful.
You bought out.
Honestly, if the Chiefs had
the MVP because he threw two touchdowns to win the game. The
quarterback always is the MVP.
Yeah.
Honestly.
He's just so inaccurate.
He was inaccurate, and I didn't like their game plan either. It's like, why are they doing these long developing plays with a rush they can't handle? He's constantly rolling out. He has no time. Somebody's on him immediately.
Ever to make a decision.
It wasn't all his fault, but he did make a lot of throws that were really inaccurate.
He made the two touchdowns, and that's what matters.
But at that
point, he was not that great.
No. I don't know what his final stats are. They can't be that good. That long completion to Hill, by the way, the long one, before the touchdown made it 2017, that ball was way underthrown.
So was the pass interference one that he got. The Kelsey throw.
The interceptions were
pretty awful.
He might need some financial help, and if he does, he should talk to Luke Nowacki, because Luke would come up with a plan for him. Oh, would he come up with a plan for him? As Luke Nowacki and his friends, that's all they do, is they take your 401k, they look at your situation. What are your commitments? What are your incomes? Hopefully, maybe you got one income. Maybe you got two. Maybe you're not making good use of it. Maybe you should be getting ahead, and you know that, and you need somebody to help. A lot of people do. Don't be afraid to call Luke Nowacki. I know a few people have called him recently. I've been very pleased. 248-663-4748. You can email Luke at lnowacki, LNOWACKI, at pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Somebody took a picture with him on Twitter. One of our listeners did.
Oh, really?
Did something just burp?
No. Well, he started playing.
I was
going to
play your disclaimer.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Thank you.
Kobe!
We were talking about the... Is there much to say about the Super Bowl? It's not a sports podcast.
Not really.
I mean,
all the extracurriculars are the fun. Chad Henne got a Super Bowl ring.
Whoop!
It's the number one trend right now for me. That's what it, you know. They say trends for you.
Oh boy, that's a bloop. That's a big bloop. Frank Clark got one too. Bloop!
You're in the cult, bro.
Chad Henne, come on, it's ridiculous. No, but I was actually laughing at the. The one picture of Katie Sowers that you put up there.
I know.
And some of the comments below, like.
This is the 49ers female assistant offensive.
Someone wrote.
What? Offensive coordinator?
Assistant.
Okay. Offensive someone assistant. Wrote, I don't even know what that is.
Go eat a, quote, box lunch. Creep.
Oh, God. You know what's silly? Oh, boy. I shouldn't even say it. I'm so tired. Mark said something about her being a lesbian. I was like, I didn't know she was a lesbian. And then I was like, oh, I like hit my head. Like,
that's very,
what?
That's progressive of you to not.
No, it was evolved of me to think that a heterosexual woman could be football coach.
her wife is very, or fiance, whatever, girlfriend.
Very supportive, very, very sure. Very no, I'm sure
pretty.
She is.
Yes, she is very pretty.
And she could probably be...
As is Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan maybe is very
she,
pretty.
Couldn't she be a defensive assistant then? Why don't they hire her too?
She could. Yeah. Oh, her girlfriend?
Yeah. No, I mean, women are going to be half the coaches in the NFL.
And kickers.
They're going to be the head coaches. They're going to be the quarterbacks.
That's another thing about that secret ad. Why does the woman have to be a kicker? Why can't she be an offensive lineman?
She should have been the quarterback. Or they should have had her catch the ball and then take her helmet off.
Or just throw a great block. Just level some linemen
up. Yeah.
And then take off her helmet.
Anyway, you know, going back to the weekend. Oh, where to start? Oh, you know what we might want to do? Should we go through the arrest, the DUI arrest of Rebecca Warren, the state rep?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She thought that would escape Super Bowl weekend.
Part of me felt sorry a little bit. Eh. Not much. A little bit for her. But she was so bombed. She blew up. I think they got a search warrant because she would not give them her breath. She wouldn't blow the thing.
Yeah.
So they had to get her blood, 0.212. Which is super drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, and that would have been a while afterwards. Because this whole thing, this is what made me mad about this, is that early on she says, I'm an elected official.
Yeah, she pulled a Don't You Know Who I Am.
Yeah, and she said, this is the most famous video you've ever made, the most famous arrest you've ever made or something. And so these cops, and, you know... I am very pro-police. Not that I want police to hurt people who shouldn't be hurt or shoot people who shouldn't be hurt. I just think it's an extremely hard job. And if you watch as much true crime as I do, you probably respect them a lot more, too. There's a lot of respect for police. There's been so much bad-mouthing and putting cops down as people that want to kill minorities and do terrible things. And that ad in the Super Bowl, by the way, I'm sure people say it was wonderful and all that, but...
Oh, the Anquan Boldin one?
Yeah.
I feel like it was missing a lot of context, because I don't know that story.
It's one event that happened with police. It's one event.
No.
By the way, it's not a secret at all. Whenever something happens to somebody and a policeman is responsible for it, and they do fuck up, and there are bad cops, it's the biggest story. I mean, it's a bigger story than, five cops getting shot in Dallas, comes and goes. It's like on CNN, whoa, breaking news. And then, honestly, do you hear much about the five cops shot in Dallas much?
No. Mm-mm. Probably because there's no lawsuits to follow up.
So, I'm very pro-police because I just think it's an unappreciated job. They're first responders. They do, when you need them, they're there. And, boy, look at the people that call them. People who say they don't like them, they call them. So,
what happened with State Representative Rebecca Warren and the police?
Oh, someone's sleepy.
They had to kiss her ass because she said, I'm an elected official.
Sleepy guy.
Why? Right. Why can't they treat her like anyone else?
Honestly, you could have put the cuffs on her so fast. They ran her through the test. She kept saying, I don't understand. I can't walk in these shoes. Well, why don't you take your shoes off? Well, I don't know. I walk in my heels. They just had to fucking babysit her for 20 minutes. I mean, listen to this.
I would
ridiculous.
Like to point out, by the way, she got pulled over going northbound on I-75, saying she was returning home to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
It's a real roundabout way to be going.
She didn't know where she was when they asked her. Okay, here we go.
Is there a highlight reel? Because it's a long video.
I think there is a highlight reel. I think there's a short version. You can speed up to where they're talking to her. It takes 2 minutes to know what's going on.
What's going on there?
Can you turn it up a little bit?
He already seems exhausted dealing with her.
He is.
Two or three drinks.
Well, that sound quality sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
What kind of wine?
Red wine.
Do you know what the name of it is?
Cabernet.
Cabernet. Okay. And anything else? Nothing at all? Okay. So, no other drinks. Two to three drinks. How about how long ago?
Just like a minute ago.
So, it's like 11:30 now.
in the last minute or so. Okay, you can give me a breakdown.
There's a highlight reel here.
Okay, see if the quality's any better. That's just not listable. But she says, when did you have your last drink? And she says, a minute ago.
This is the ABC News story.
That state representative now facing serious charges.
The newly released dash cam showing a Michigan state lawmaker under arrest and in the back of a police cruiser after authorities say she was caught driving drunk.
You understand there's going to be a moment where we're both going to be on TV. It's going to be like the senator from Ann Arbor's prayer is over.
State Representative Rebecca Warren is visibly upset.
I just don't want this on the camera for my future. Just don't ruin my career.
The video obtained by Detroit ABC affiliate WXYZ shows Warren behind the wheel of her black Jeep Cherokee the day after Christmas, a concerned driver calling 911.
What's the vehicle doing?
I think swerving all over the expressway.
Watch as the dash cam captures her swerving in and out of traffic. Drivers seen slowing down, even turning on their hazard lights to alert others.
Oh my God, he went off the shoulder.
Warren heard on the video telling officers she only had three drinks before being asked to complete a sobriety test.
Imagine that there's a straight line right here, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to put your left foot on that line. And put your right foot in front of your left foot, touching heel to toe.
5, 6, 7.
She allegedly refused a breathalyzer test.
Are you going to take a PBC for me?
She did.
That's what a PBC is.
Tell me what happens if I don't.
This goes on and on and on.
Tell me what happens if I don't.
That she was taken to a hospital where tests reportedly showed her blood alcohol level was 0.212.
Thanks for the podcast.
Nearly 3 times the legal limit. Now, Warren is charged with operating under the influence of liquor with a high blood alcohol content, also known in the state of Michigan
as super drunk.
Thanks for listening, Wit.
Okay, so once she says she's an elected official and she's a female and she complains, at one point she says, where did all your friends come from? Because there's other police there. Because they're right.
Friends.
I know. And he says, well, we're on the expressway. It's dangerous. And they're here. They're providing us with light and keeping it safe. And she's like, but there's just me, this one woman, and you and all your friends.
I'll be fine.
And you can tell that in her brain she's setting up a, hey, this is harassment or something. And these guys are being so careful. And it's just nauseating because she doesn't deserve the respect. She deserves to be respected like any person who's arrested for drunk driving. Man. But they went 9 times as far as they needed to go.
Yeah. No, it's pretty bad.
Ugh. And it reminded me.
You've been drinking as long as me, you build up a tolerance.
By the way, it reminds me. And I tend to feel bad for somebody who's in the public eye when that happens, because I understand. I mean, it's really embarrassing. If it would happen to a normal person that isn't an elected official. Of course, she's pointed out she's an elected official.
Yeah.
Because she was drunk, probably. And she did seem to want some special treatment, and she is sort of threatening them then there.
You have to wonder.
Do you know who I am?
You have to wonder if she ever received any kind of special treatment ever.
She may well have.
I mean, look at Kareem Hunt, who, by the way, does not get a ring because of his problems. But Kareem Hunt got off on a sweet deal.
Everything was taken away from him.
Yeah, right. Well, his ring was.
No, he's so not sorry about what he did to that girl,
by the
way.
He got a special deal because he's really good at
football. No, I know he did. But anyway, the point I was going to make was, although she got this all this attention because of who she is, she really was acting like she is something special, and you can hear it in that story. And then it reminded me of
she's just elected.
I know, and I would never in a million years know who Rebecca What's Her Face is. I'm like, nice to meet you, Rebecca, because I'd have no fucking idea who you are if you weren't acting like such a dope right now.
If you weren't so hammered. Hey, brilliant move.
Who's that broad?
Now we know who she is because she got hammered.
You know, Kareem Hunt. If you didn't catch the show last week, thanks for listening to the podcast. He was pulled over with a bunch of pot and open alcohol in his car. And I think it was in the morning. He was going to practice or to the headquarters. And the cop is a Browns fan. And he lets him off. And it's like, wait, this is the guy that beat up the girl who said, she called me the N-word and I didn't hit her and, you know, and all that. And then all of a sudden they find the video and he's kicking her and he's shoving her. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm so sorry and I'm going to reform. And then he called the cops to a bar because he got in a brouhaha
not
at a bar.
Not a good guy.
I mean, no, he's a horrible guy. I can't believe the Browns haven't cut him, to be honest. Has there been anything from that video?
I don't think so. I don't think so,
really,
but it could have
really
been
really stupid. He is done as far as I'm concerned. So he reminded me of who's the judge that just got the jail time?
Yeah,
is that judge?
The woman, right?
Brennan?
Oh, that judge in Livingston County.
The one that had the affair
with
the detective.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. I saw her sentencing.
She's way worse, man.
Oh, she. Yeah, I know. She screwed up.
I still don't think
she
thinks she did anything wrong.
Mark, she went on and on about how much she's suffered.
Yeah.
And she's lost this and she's lost that. And I was so depressed and my family. And it's like, wow, you really don't get it, do you?
It's what she did. Yeah.
You, that's all you care about.
You, that's all you care about.
Those people.
I know, it's unbelievable.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What? There's breaking news at this hour?
You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Man, it was a heck of a football game. The 49ers, you know, I was pulling for them, but they put a hell of an effort. But that fourth quarter, you know, you never can count a guy like Patrick Mahomes out.
First of all, I'm glad OJ chose a nice quiet area to do a Twitter video.
Congratulations to Andy Reid. It's a long time coming for the 49ers. You're so young, it's all in front of you. All I can say is
so inspirational.
I would have never thought these things.
God bless.
I'm just saying.
Another season gone. Take care.
Want to know a fun fact?
Hey, Twitter,
I was a homie on Halloween.
It was Mahomes on Halloween.
Oh,
I was Mahomes on Halloween.
I gotta say, I finally feel bad for O.J. Simpson for one reason. They did the NFL 150 greatest players, and everyone that is alive that was on the list was there except for one man.
I'm sure Tom was very upset.
I gotta say, there's part of me that was just like, oh, how great would it have been if the NFL invited him and he showed up?
They would have been nice to him. I'm honestly,
no,
I bet you
know, but people would be so livid, which is
juice, as they call him.
Why they didn't, but how great would that have been if he was there and everyone's just shunning him?
Yeah, they would have. No, they would have. The crowd would have booed him. That's what would have happened, or they wouldn't have shown him anyway.
You've
so.
Just been juiced.
So,
OJ, clown.
We started talking about, the Super Bowl and all the things surrounding the Super Bowl. And on Saturday night, I don't know why, I recorded the Super Bowl music something
show. Oh, on
show.
Fox, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I don't know, I just had it on. I was doing something else, and it's just going through me like a J-Lo song. And then all of a sudden, it's like, Guns N' Roses! And they did Sweet Child of Mine. That was the only thing they showed on the, I think that was the only thing they showed on the show. And first of all, it was good. I mean, Guns N' Roses, it's probably like Aerosmith, where honestly, I'm not sure they sounded that great. Axl's voice sounds different to me.
Hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, he sounded fine. I thought it was okay, but I'm sure a lot of people said, you know, I don't know. I don't want to get.
Where are these old guys?
I don't want to get caught in that argument because it's not really what it's about. But Slash was great, of course. And Duff, God, I love the bass line on that song. Yeah. I never really noticed it before, but it really was cool. Anyways, so today I'm reading about the rest of the set. They played for 2 hours, and I guess they pretty much burned the place down. And they played Knocking on Heaven's Door and had a Kobe video. And I guess, you know, I'm sure people loved it, but
Kobe.
Well, anyway, yeah, that was great, I'm sure. I didn't see it. They didn't have it in the show. It just seemed a little trite to me, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Oh, that seems perfect.
I guess.
I'm sure Kobe would have loved it.
Kobe!
So this is them playing with Kobe behind him. I don't know if Axel says it anymore. What about the other people that died on the chopper?
J.J. Watt did a Kobe at the end of the show.
That sounds great.
Kobe is knocking on Evan's door.
Michael Westman. There's tons of Kobe news from the weekend, by the way.
I know.
You want more Kobe news?
Sure. All the Kobe jerseys at the Shaq party.
Oh, that was
Kobe.
Great. We should play. Brandon, we
all the Kobe jerseys at the Lakers arena.
The Lakers,
oh, yeah. LeBron wrote a letter to Kobe.
That was very. He got a tattoo.
Where do you send it?
Did you see his tattoo of Kobe?
Yes, I did.
That's pretty great.
Did you see the really bad tattoo of Kobe?
Yes, I did.
The really bad one that somebody got on their back.
I haven't. So where is that?
Be prepared. You know
when someone dies, this is a terrible thing to say, but I'm going to say it. When someone dies, there should be a month-long moratorium on getting a tattoo of them.
I like that.
They should have an obit list. People who have not been dead for 30 days.
Scrolling updates every day.
Spare people.
Here you go, Mark. It's the worst tattoo ever.
It's huge. And there's a basket next to his head and a backboard. It's like, what? It's like a half the guy's back. Did he take a picture of someone else in?
Oh, my God. And there's like another guy playing basketball there, so it's like him watching himself play basketball.
I don't have a picture of Kobe, but there's a friend of mine who looks like him.
Who does that
just
look
use
like?
This.
Who does that look like?
I don't know. Does not it, Kobe.
Are there any comments? Just to separate a bird underneath it?
It looks sort of like Kobe.
No, it doesn't look anything like him.
It's not very good.
Oh,
if it wasn't Super Bowl night, I want to use this as the cover of the show.
We got to play, Brandon, if you can't, TMZ had Pitbull. He's finally over the death of Kobe as he gave a nice speech at the Shaq party, which Shaq's already over Kobe, too.
Yeah, play this, please.
It's not trite in the slightest. This is not,
by the way, I am completely, I just, what happened with Kobe, his daughter, the other people, it's so tragic, but the response
over the top
is
now.
Fascinating.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Kobe, but it's way over the top.
I'm not making fun of people that are upset about it either. I'm really taken aback by the response, and also the people who are like, oh, fuck Kobe, he's a rapist, get used to it.
Yeah.
You know, that's, anyway, yeah, let's hear Pitbull, who could not perform the day of his death. And the crowd responds. The crowd loves it.
Those people are all hammered, too.
Kobe. To everybody here, we want to say appreciate the love. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
How many cliches are this?
Enjoy Miami. Enjoy the 305. Enjoy Dade County. To anybody that's not from here, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And like I told y'all, what happens in Miami never happened. I want to say thank you to Shaq. It's an honor to share the stage with Diddy, Tiesto, Baby Diplo,
Gooby,
Carnes, Mike Ryan. But more than anything, I want to take this little bit of time right quick to let y'all know. May Kobe rest in paradise.
Kobe!
And let it be a lesson to all of us that we got to stop loving more instead of hating so fucking much. So with that said,
Kobe, Kobe, Kobe.
I believe in energy, my friends.
I believe in energy.
And this energy will always be with us. Our body's just a vehicle at this point.
Kobe.
He's timeless. His legacy forever live on. But let it be a movement, not a moment. And remember to love, motherfuckers, and stop hating. Listen to all this bullshit that's on the social media. Fuck
whoa,
shit.
Whoa, whoa.
And forget about followers and likes and believe in leaders and unique. Make a difference, folks. With that said, rest in paradise, Kobe.
Where he said that.
Shaq, Miami 305 Day County.
Where he said all that, too. I got to say.
Why
I think,
does he keep saying paradise?
I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. Remember the love motherfuckers? That's a little weird.
He's being angry towards us to love.
Could that be worded a little better?
Here's the saddest.
Forget about social media and likes. Is he not on social media?
He absolutely is.
Brandon, can you check? I'm just curious. Maybe he's only got a couple followers and doesn't post.
Yeah.
Well, he said, forget about it.
He doesn't post, but people post on his behalf.
Maybe he doesn't get many likes and he's pissed.
Let's see.
8 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, 8 million on Instagram alone.
Is there a recent post?
26 million on Twitter.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
It's just like a picture of...
Oh, because he was in the commercial, the Hard Rock guitar commercial. Here's some sad Kobe news from the weekend. A mural paying tribute to Kobe Bryant's been vandalized with the word "rapist" just hours after it was unveiled.
God.
The mural, which was painted on a wall in Austin, Texas, which, why? Austin, Texas? I mean, it's not Philadelphia.
I don't know.
It's not Italy. It's not L.A., but whatever.
There's, you know, the love for this guy is amazing, and I'm not knocking it, but it's just, isn't it incredible that some people just can't let that be? They have to go, he's a rapist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just like no one can just let anything roll. There's no such thing as suck it up or let it roll off your shoulder. Or,
oh,
you know,
never anymore.
No one ever.
I'm kind of surprised at how divisive his death has been. I guess it's because of the whole rapist aspect.
It was,
but
yeah,
this mural was completed in honestly less than, it looked like 4 hours, someone wrote rapist on it.
But if someone goes to the trouble to paint a mural for someone, I think yeah, you're just a complete fucking asshole.
Does it make it worse, too, that the mural includes his daughter in it?
Yeah, no, I just think it's lousy. It's disrespectful because this stuff, you know, becomes news. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure his family is watching and hearing a lot about this stuff. And that, I don't know, do they need to hear that? I don't know. I guess maybe they do.
No, they don't go to Austin, Texas.
Maybe this person needs to make them hear it.
Another weird thing in this mural, sorry not to keep picking on this mural, but there's 6 basketballs left there and some flowers, too, which is, I guess everybody grieves differently.
Yeah, they sure do. I was going to talk about the, just briefly, you know, Kobe or LeBron. Well, the thing Friday night, the Lakers played, they lost the game, by the way, which was too bad. But, you know, they had jerseys on every seat, and the whole place was full of Kobe jerseys, which eventually the whole country, it's going to be the country's uniform is a Kobe jersey. It's going to be the law of the land. Everybody,
8 or 24.
You wear gold on even days and purple on odd days.
When do you wear 8? When do you wear 24?
Even on odd days.
What if you want to wear a lower
8
Marion?
On even days, 24 on odd days.
Do you wear a lower Marion shirt or a USA basketball jersey?
On holidays.
Yeah, 4th of July.
There's a way to do this. It's going to happen, I'm telling you.
It really feels like it.
It'll be the Kobe Nation. But I'm just, and I guess, you know, it's probably just an okay boomer thing, because, you know, I'm sure I post things where I go, I look back and go, well, why did I post? I mean, did I really need to post that? I don't know. I don't really post a lot of stuff about family or things like that because it's like, you know, I should talk to them. I mean, I honestly feel that way. And
everyone has family.
Yeah, everyone has family. But, you know, some people, I know we've joked about it too, like, Kurt Schilling was posting about how proud he was of his daughter. And,
go tell her.
And he got trolled because people don't like Kurt Schilling. So he's, you know, like, fuck that slut and all this. You know, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And so my thing was, Kurt Schilling, why don't you talk to her privately and tell her how much you love her and all that? And then she doesn't have to deal with all these crappy things people are saying. Because he was, of course, then he's all angry. Mm. And it's like this crap, this just belligerent garbage just continues and goes on and on and on. And it just takes up air. So I say that not because I don't want to be critical. I know we have a lot of LeBron fans. But this letter he wrote to Kobe, and I was only joking because I'm sure somebody would go, oh, he's such an asshole. When I said, where do you send that letter? Because, you know,
it's a paradise.
Obviously there's really no address for Kobe currently. But anyway, he posted the letter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's a different type of person.
Should that kind of thing, is that something everyone needed to see, or does LeBron need to see it? I'm throwing it out there because I think it's sort of interesting.
If he doesn't make a statement now, he's going to get asked all the time.
He made statements, though. He talked about Kobe.
But you wonder what his motivation for posting that is.
Well, I would think it'd be kind of a private thing myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like we all, and I'm not picking on LeBron because he's far from the only one. It just seems like everyone has to barf everything out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Nobody can hold anything in. It's just barf it out.
Take the picture that post the picture they did with Kobe whenever they took a picture. Because, you know.
I've done that.
That's what people
when Chris Cornell died, I posted a picture of me and Chris Cornell.
Oh, me too. Me too. That's different because that's me and you. We never met Kobe. This is totally hypocritical, no, but I don't care.
I remember when I was thinking how dumb it was when I saw
the
people.
Wait, is it worse when it's Kobe because it seems like he just met everybody? It's like when Pete Rose signs so many.
It's like posting your Pete Rose autograph.
Thank you, yeah. Which, by the way, now is becoming OJ's autograph. I don't know if you saw the story last week.
Oh, is he signing for everyone under the sun?
Here, read this story.
Oh, good God.
Why am I on the OJ beat tonight?
OJ Simpson is secretly selling autographed memorabilia, we're told. He's still not signing any gloves. Sources say Simpson is caught in something of a commercial catch-22, charging money to sign collectibles. Is one of the few ways he's able to make cash, but he doesn't want his creditors, including Nicole Brown's family, knowing how much memorabilia he's scribbling
on.
What
a dick.
Well, you biller.
You know, I hope they fucking nail him for this, because
yeah,
fuck him. He has a protected pension for, what is it, $25,000 a month, isn't it? Uh-huh. He can't just live on that. He's got to cheat and sign stuff and not tell people and skirt the law. I mean, the only punishment he got for murdering two people is he got a judgment,
sure,
which he could fucking pay.
Yeah, but he wasn't allowed to go.
He'll
to the
never
Super
pay
Bowl.
The whole thing, but I mean, he could pay with this stupid money. Oh, what a fucking asshole!
But I won't sign. That's doing the cold.
Instead, he's asked his intermediaries reach out to individual collectors. Who are his intermediaries? Who are these
assholes.
People?
Yeah.
God, I hate fucking celebrity weasels. After watching the Michael Vick 30 for 30. Oh, my God.
Is Michael Vick the dumbest athlete in the history of athletes?
I was so disappointed. And I can't imagine.
Not the dumbest. He's definitely one of the worst financial people.
He's not very self-aware. How he got through three years of Virginia Tech and seeing. And if you didn't see the 30 for 30 on Michael Vick, it's 2 hours long, and that's part one.
Yeah, part two is going to be this Thursday. It was a little distressing. There was a lot of, I don't know why.
He's a fascinating in a really weird way because he's one of the most incredible athletes anyone has ever seen.
Can I ask you this, and maybe this is just not being aware, but I did not think when Michael Vick was playing about any racial element whatsoever. I mean, yeah, I knew he was black, but I didn't think about him coming from you know that area a little better, but I didn't think of him coming from that area and how bad it was and the ideas of a black quarterback, because to me by then that had been blown out of the window because of Randall Cunningham and Doug
Williams. I thought
Williams.
So too, and there'd been running black quarterbacks too. In the pros though, were there? I mean, maybe there weren't quite like him. He was certainly unique, but
he would be unique today if he played.
Yeah, he's such a unique guy.
He's Lamar Jackson,
and I agree. You know, there were a lot of guys. I mean, it's really pretty amazing to think back to the 1970s when there were no black quarterbacks. I mean, that seems incredible to me.
Yeah.
And part of it is because a lot of these pro scouts and such said, oh, well, Tony Dungy, he's a good college quarterback, but he's such a great athlete. Why waste him at quarterback? We'll put him at DB or wide out or running back.
Awful.
And I'm sure there was some racism involved there. There were probably
20 years before Vic. 30 years.
Yeah,
almost,
it's complicated because I think sports is one of the most equal things there is anywhere, because there's no coach who wants to screw people of any race because their job is to win and they make money for it. So
I'm only bringing it up because I was surprised how much of that historical element was in the 30 for 30, because I was just expecting to be a lot about dogs and I forgot how messed up his finances were.
Oh,
it's just so laughable.
You know, it's so pathetic.
But like Michael Vick said, he goes, I'm not the kind of guy who puts money away. Like, what do you mean, smart?
What does that mean? What I was like,
spend the
what
money.
Is he talking about? I was like, would you follow up on that, please? I need to know more about that statement.
He's got to spend money. Like he told his financial advisor, if I'm eating steak, they're all eating steak too, meaning all his buddies, to which his financial advisor said, yeah, but their one job is to separate you from your money. They don't do anything.
I really don't get this thing, and I've heard this many times. I remember reading about Robert Traylor, the Michigan player.
So sad.
Really nice guy, really good guy. And he had 17 relatives who were on his payroll. Mm-hmm. They sent their shit to his guy, who then paid their bills, paid their car payment, paid their insurance, paid whatever. I don't know what they all got, if they all got everything. Or, you know, we heard about the Celtics player.
Antoine Walker?
Yeah, who blew $108 million
yeah.
on his buddies. Mm-hmm. He had an entourage. I mean, himself, too.
They each had to have their own suite.
Yeah, in Las Vegas, every time they went there. And he gave them gambling money, which, of course, they lost They blew it out their ass.
Man, I wish I had a friend like him.
And Michael Vick did the same thing because he's from Hampton Roads, and it's poor. It's a pretty rough place. Mm. And he felt that if I made it, we all made it. And I understand it to a point. And he's very young. You know, he's only a junior in college. He's a pro. He's making a ton of money. But
so many people warned him.
He buys this really sweet house out in Surrey, and that's where the dogs were. And when he goes to play for the Falcons, these guys have keys to his house. So they're just marauding away in his house, and there's girls, and there's drugs, and there's booze, and there's craziness going on in the yard, shooting guns, dogs fighting. I mean, it's like,
what a mess.
Who wants that in their house when you're not there?
Such a mess.
And the cops are watching, and they're telling him, Mike, I'm an insider from the police department. You got to clean up what's going on at that house, or there's going to be a lot of trouble. And what does he do? Oh, fuck. They're just fucking with me.
Not only are the cops, you know, somebody inside the FBI warning them, but Michael Vick actually says, across the street's a little church, like an old run. And they showed the church. It's a little rundown.
So, I thought it was kind of a nice area, though. It looked beautiful where he lived.
The church was very small, and he said,
I think it was nice for the neighbors till he moved in, and it wasn't so nice.
A state trooper would sit out in front of that church, and they knew it, and they just thought that he was protecting the church. It's like, you idiot.
I know.
Who protects a church? They're watching you. They're watching you.
And when he gets the deal with the Falcons, the first thing, because we were debating, what's the most ridiculous thing in that 2 hours? There were so many things. I mean, I really wanted to yell at
him.
Here's
one part. Because
he was on my team, so, you know.
Oh, that's on tech.
It was a great couple years.
All of his friends, but...
Here's one of the most
ridiculous
parts.
There was definitely a few that I just knew that were like rotten apples. And, you know, all it takes is
that's
one rotten
his
apple.
Wife.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's cool. I like her.
He had a lot of rotten apples around him. A lot.
It was built mainly for...
one of his buddies.
Just a hangout spot. Yeah, you know, where you could just come and hang out, probably bring a friend or two there, just hang out, whatever.
That's great.
No big deal.
So I like my house.
Then, what's wrong with that?
Kobe! We start building up kennel space and bringing dogs.
Sure. Great idea.
What else are you going to do at a hangout spot?
Cut some more trees down.
Cut some more trees down.
Make more room for more dogs.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Right, this is the financial advisor. Decides to go visit
the poor guy.
Mike invited me out to Moonlight Drive. That's what I would see. And I'm looking around and I'm looking upstairs and here come women coming down the steps and the dog puppies in the kennel.
This guy have a cold.
Mike Clark was saying he needs neosulfurin.
Pyramid of marijuana on the kitchen table. I said, oh,
great.
Okay.
Can you pause for a second?
This is a classic animal house.
Can you pause? Wouldn't you think if your financial advisor is coming over, you go, hey, look, get the fuck out of here. I got to meet with my money guy. This is business. And I can't have all this bullshit going on here.
At the very least, clean up the weed, because I'm sure that's what he was most worried about.
Well, it's
the girls, number two, and then maybe the dogs.
It's like there's 25 people just walking around, chicks with no clothes or half-dressed. I mean, what kind of a fucking... He hangs around with pro football players. They've got a sense of style, most of them. You know, they live pretty well.
Why is he even taking his financial advisor to the hangout house?
I'd meet him somewhere. I go, oh, my house is so fucking embarrassing. I got to meet this guy somewhere
else.
Yeah, meet him there. I'm really religious.
And I'm telling him, I said, Michael, you got to be careful. If you're not in control... You're out of control.
Whoa, that's deep.
Doesn't he talk funny?
Powerful.
And you got too much exposure here to be doing all of this.
I love the intense music.
People in the community were coming to tell us, or they would call and say, Tina, girl, you better talk to your nephew. They watching his house in Surrey.
Tina, you fat
lard. And I'm not
going
to let anything just go. I'm calling. Ooh, look, what's going on? You better take care of that. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that, Aunt Tina. I got that.
Tina Vick was by far the highlight of
conversation.
Then
you know, 2 days later, somebody else is calling.
What a moron.
Why don't you do something? Go out there.
What a total moron.
And his mother, he buys her $1 million home from his first deal. Yep. Okay. It's got 11 bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Does mom need 11 bathrooms?
I don't know. Maybe she has IBS.
And again, I wanted to stop.
Know how to fix a toilet.
I wanted to stop the thing and go, does she still live there? Did she hold on to her money? Does she pay? The property taxes have got to be,
kinda looks,
you know,
like
probably
it.
40, 50 grand a year.
Kind of looks That's, like it.
I mean, and he's broke. He doesn't have shit. You know, he can generate money all the time. But, I mean, oh, God. And then, okay, it's really hard to narrow down the dumbest thing in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And granted, he speaks well. And he seems like he has a little bit of a grip on what happened. And you kind of wonder, but how could you be so lackadaisical, especially about money, when you read up on him? It's incredible.
Yeah. The amount he lost. He never paid taxes.
No,
which is kind of a mistake.
Really?
Never paid taxes, Brandon.
No, you know the Falcons made him pay taxes. Maybe not on his bonus check. Maybe he said, you know, let me take care of the taxes. Yeah. You just give me right for the whole amount. But he was making, because he had Brian Finneran was on there from the Falcons, and he said, yeah, we used to watch Monday Night Football. And then all of a sudden, he could never watch Monday Night Football. He's always shooting something for this commercial or that commercial. So he's making all the millions in extra income that he probably wasn't paying taxes on. So,
yeah, that's got to be what it was.
But way before that, he goes, you know, every college in the country wants him. He was an amazing athlete. I mean, just he's really in a class by himself in many ways. He could throw the ball a mile. He could flick it 40 yards. And they showed that. And it was really fun watching the highlights.
Great, yeah.
I wish they could have stuck to the highlights. Because he gets to Virginia Tech. And first of all, he complains that, man, I've been around all these white coaches. It's like,
job beams.
I want to look back at the coaching staff there. I can't believe they didn't have a black coach then. But he really
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
I got the impression it was kind of like a white coaches telling him what to do kind of thing.
Well, I think he pretty much, you know, said it was.
Yeah, and then he said,
I think his buddy explains the atmosphere. Overall at Virginia Tech, the best.
My mom was sort of in an abusive
relationship. I think it's right after Vic said he would go home every weekend because he had to take care of his younger brother, which worked out well.
Yeah, who was he wanted to be an influence for?
My dad had our share of fist fights.
Marcus, who turned out so well.
Maybe like three or four.
Marcus, who likes to lead police on police chases.
And it was because, you know, I told myself at a certain age.
Likes weapons a lot, too.
Got of age that he would have to do the same things to me that I seen him do to my mom.
All right, here's Marcus's friend. Or Michael's friend, I'm sorry.
One day he came home from college. Just came home, you know, we called each other. I went and got with him. You know, we chill, kicked it. Then he went back. I just ended up jumping in the car with him going.
Nice, by the way, having nothing going on in your own life that you can go return to college with your best
totally
friend.
Different.
Yeah, he didn't go to college. He just went there with Michael.
All white
to hang out.
White people, you see cows. People cow tipping.
You guys cow tip a lot of contact.
There are not people cow tipping there. That is so stupid.
And this and that. You know, it's the college life. Everybody having fun.
Yeah, because it's a college.
Everybody away from home.
That's why it's by the way, pause for a second.
Worry about mom and dad.
Just how they selected groups that are bombed, just of all white guys, not a black guy anywhere. It's like there's not a black person in Blacksburg. It should be Whitesburg.
I know, not even one shot of big money.
And there are not a lot of black people in Blacksburg. I will not suggest that it's the most diverse place.
But,
I'm sure the college is a lot more diverse than it used to be.
But
it's a state college.
He's on the football team, which had a lot of black people on it that he could have befriended and hung out with instead of going home to take care of Marcus and his buddy.
And when he complained,
what you want to make of it.
This is one I just wanted to throw a brick through the TV. When he said, you know, and I'm down there in Blacksburg and for a couple weeks, and then coaches are waking you up to go to class.
How dare they?
What? Yeah, you're supposed to wake your own fucking self up, you dumb shit.
He was out late partying with Qantas.
They live in LA.
No, I'm still sleeping.
He didn't want to be told what to do.
I've never experienced none of that before.
No, he wasn't a student at all. No, Kiwanis wasn't a student. He was just a guy that was borrowing space. Didn't do anything, probably woke up late just like us. We all went to class. He probably stayed in the house and watched sports on all day until we got back. And then it was party life. Time at night.
Party time at night. Kiwanis was living it up, man. Kind of like
one
this
thing
guy.
I do know about Kiwanis is that he wasn't a rah-rah guy. He wasn't going to go put himself in a harmful situation, but he would certainly defend himself if he needed to. And that
kind of
scared me.
Fight.
Put me in the same sense of the way I looked at my brother and my dad. You know, it was like it was another guy that I needed to protect, just for the longevity of his life.
The longevity of his life?
I
don't even know if Michael Vick knows what he's talking about there. But just a guy borrowing space is not the best description of a human being. Just a guy borrowing space.
Then with the Falcons, when they win, they get Monday off and Tuesday off. Yeah. So he immediately goes back to Virginia to the big party house and shoot the guns and play with the 100 dogs and, pot everywhere and 100 people in the house sleeping everywhere.
Fly back every weekend.
His wife said, it was like guys sleeping on top of guys. It sounded like a big gay bathhouse or something, but she just meant it was a bunch of his buddies all crashing there.
With guys.
It's so ridiculous.
Allen Iverson's all over this thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
They all looked up to him.
He's from Hampton Roads.
Yeah, and they looked up to him as an idol. I'm like, isn't that the guy that got in a fight in high school at the bowling alley?
He almost went to jail. He almost didn't go to Georgetown if he hadn't had a million strings pulled for him. But anyway, I had read about his finances, and it was like, you just go, oh, no, nobody does that. And one of the last things I remember, it was a long story. I know we read it on the air at Riff in 2008 or 2009 or 2007 or whenever some of the stuff started. Or maybe it was Aftermath when he got out of jail, and people were talking more about what had happened to him then. And it was this redemption story. Oh, he's with the Eagles, and everything's great. Look at me.
Yep.
One of the things he did when he went to jail was, I believe he had someone drive him there in his new Mercedes, and he just decided that, you know what, I can't drive anymore, so, just take it. And he just gave it to whoever dropped him off. I don't know if it was a sister or a cousin or something, and so that was like a $90,000 car, and his agent was saying, what do you mean you just gave it to them?
I didn't need it anymore.
And I think there was another luxury car that he just abandoned, like, well, I can't drive it. And it was just complete madness, and just the sloth of him. So I'm trying to look up that story because I'm thinking, this is a funny story. It'd be interesting to share. It was all the financial lunacy, because this guy had a 10-year contract for $100 million. He got a lot of the money. Mm-hmm. He lost a lot of the money. Then he got back in the league.
Atlanta went after some of the second bonus, too.
Yeah.
And I think got $6 million of it back.
He did pay back a lot of his creditors. I mean, he owed, amazingly, at one point, how do you do this? How can you just blow? He made, $50, $60 million? Plus all his endorsements that were insane?
Well, he had the 10-year, $100 million contract, too.
He blew all of it out his ass. And then he owed $18 million when he got out of prison. Mm-hmm. And he somehow paid most of it back by 2017, I believe.
Incredible.
It was. Yeah. And it should not have taken him that long. He never should have been in debt. I mean, it was just fucking crazy. So for some reason in 2017, is this interesting, Brandon, or is this just, does this feel like a sports podcast?
Well, no, I'm very interested in the ESPN 30 for 30 for Michael Vick.
Well, to me, it's a fascinating story. Somebody's up here and they fall down here, and, I thought he had sort of
back.
The
story's not really about football. The story is about the decisions that he made and ultimately the highs and lows and the incredible lows of Michael Vick.
Well, I'll get to the financial thing in 2018 in a second, but first I want to just go through one other thing, and that's his description of playing with the Falcons. This is when he's just come into the league and, things got off a good start. He won a playoff game in Green Bay, which is really hard to do. And then he started kind of going backwards. And that's when he's going home and partying a lot and in the offseason not doing anything. And he pretty much admits that, if I could do it over again, I really should have spent time watching film I mean, he was lazy. And Jim Moore said, yeah, I failed. I should have made him sit down. I should have made him spend more time with the game plan. I should have made him understand the offense better. And Vic just says, and he's serious. He's like, I knew that, you know, if the play broke down, I could run for 30.
Yeah.
Well, he said that.
Because he had done it so many times.
But he can't do it every play. And they were 8-8. And then they were 7-9. It's like, okay, after you go 8-8, I think you need to go spend some more time on this. But I just want to go home.
I like when the rookie DJ Shockley, who played at Georgia, looked up to him.
That was amazing.
You know, he was kind of an idol of his. Gets to the Falcons and is like, oh, wow, Michael didn't study or do anything, and they really didn't make him do anything, and he couldn't figure out if it's because he was a veteran or because if he was Michael Vick, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, the guy's the backup quarterback, and he's stunned at how clueless the starting quarterback is. So anyway, I'll zoom ahead. How far in are we, Brandon?
145.
I have no concept of time, as you can tell, and I'm very tired. In 2018, and I'm like, what's this story? Because I thought I was trying to find the 2009 story or 2008 or whatever it was. And I'm like, 2018, it's about Michael Vick's finances. This guy's suing him. I'm like, 2018, he's still getting shit. So it's a story about this guy who Michael Vick went to. And first of all, maybe we should talk about, he had this financial guy who, you know, he tried and it was hopeless. I mean, it's like, I don't even know how to describe what it'd be like managing, but you're really just sort of chasing this guy around. It's like he's a million steps ahead of you, and money's just flying out of him.
I think you're talking about the guy that was his financial guy for two.
The people around me to eat steak too.
This guy.
Yeah. Then there's he gets okay.
I said, but dude, nobody around you got jobs. I said, you know what that job is? That job is getting money out of you. That's their job.
How does that not ever
see? They're all up in your business.
Business.
They see what you got. You paying for everything. Constantly.
This guy loves sayings.
Oh, yeah.
When is it going to end?
I don't know if I'd let this guy.
What if you get hurt?
Here comes another great line.
You know, I said, this gravy train got biscuit wheels. I used to tell him this. You on this gravy train, buddy.
This gravy train's got biscuit wheels. That's a great line.
Well, right. He tried. Then
he did, yeah.
Vic decides, you know, money just leaks out of me and you don't catch it. What's wrong with you? So he needs another guy to run his money. And who would you go to for advice on how to find a financial advisor? Well, your brother Marcus, who's been in jail for a good amount of time, been arrested about 14 times, police chases, you know, got kicked out of Virginia Tech after about his 9th arrest. Find a financial advisor through Marcus while you're in prison. That's a great idea.
And the guy he introduced him to was a medical school student.
Well, you think if they can learn medical school, they certainly know finance, right?
Come on.
I mean, what?
I don't get it.
And then he gets this chick who ripped him off, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Alice Wong? Or?
And who suggested her? Wasn't a teammate?
As a teammate, yeah, because he needed, this is another part, because he needed money. He made a deal with the dog fighting ring, and they said, okay, you also owe $1 million in restitution for us kenneling the dogs and taking care of them. And he's like, I don't have $1 million in cash. And they're like, okay, we're going to have all the years back then. This is the deal. You got to give us this restitution or we're adding years to your sentence.
And it's actually gotten to a boiling point where he's put it off long enough that it's like it's all on the line, which is like, how the fuck could you even let it get to that?
And somehow this lady managed to put up the $1 million. You get the $1 million, you get a new loan. And then he goes to jail. She just steals money because she has power of attorney. So she finds more money and steals more money and takes more money. I'm excited for part two. I think part two is going
to
be great.
Yeah, they haven't gotten to the dogs.
No, I know.
I'm going to hate the dog part, but
I know the money part's the more interesting.
It's incredible. And so in 2018, he goes to this guy and says, I need some cash. I'm low on walking around money. The guy says, okay, we'll work out this deal. Oh, you got a money stream here. You got a money stream here. You got a money stream here. You got all this coming in. So, okay, here's what you do. You're going to direct these three money streams to me. And it's probably money he's owned in perpetuity for maybe, a endorsement deal, maybe still a contract from the Jets or the, the Eagles or the Bills. Yeah.
If anybody needed the Bobby Bonilla contract,
Michael Vick. So the guy says, how much you need? Vick says, whatever you can, most you can possibly give me is, well, I'm not going to go beyond $400,000. He's like, who would give Michael Vick $400,000? But he did. He did.
Spend it wisely.
So the guy says that within a month he realizes that, hey, I'm not getting any money. The streams are not coming to me. I'm supposed to be getting a check every month. And so he goes, Michael, and he says, yeah, it's all set up. And so then he finds out that he's only getting one of the three streams. So he can't find Michael Vick. Then Michael Vick does eventually direct the three streams of money to him, but then he turns them all back to him after a couple months. He goes, well, he probably forgot about that. So
many people have been stealing my money.
He makes this deal, arranges these three streams of money to go directly to this guy, and then rearranges them back to him because he's out of money.
Yeah,
what's he going to do?
A new account, and that's the way it is.
So oh, boy.
He's basically laundering money to himself in a way.
Yeah, no, so it's just... And the fact that you would go to someone for money up front, why wouldn't he just live on the three streams of income he has?
Because he's an idiot. I hope they get into the Ron Mexico stuff in part two.
I think they will. I think they got all. They got a long way to go. It's part two, two hours more?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I know. The whole thing could have been about an hour and a half.
It's such a clusterfuck, though. I wasn't bored for 1 minute of part one.
No, but I this all started, the whole race. History, race, racial stuff. I don't know. But I think that's all going to come together as saying that the dog stuff was cultural to a point.
I don't know why they have to make it such a larger point. Yes. No, exactly. There's nothing deep about this guy. And to think that... All right, enough Michael Vick. All right, part two Thursday, 2 hours. I'm sure it'll be interesting.
It's going to be wonderful.
The Pam Anderson marriage is not going very well.
I know. I'm very sad.
Broken up after 12 days.
It had Brandon Lee's endorsement, too. Maybe that was the kiss of death.
And John Peters had pointed out that no one has found the artist that Pam Anderson is and tapped into it yet. So who's going to tap into it now?
Who's next in line? Because he got back in line, and now he's got to go to the end of the line.
That's right. He was in line before. Yeah. I forgot that.
Rick Solomon's already been through twice.
Rick Solomon might be due to be back at the front.
Or Tommy Lee.
Brett Michaels.
God, not Kid Rock. Oh, God. Can't be his turn again.
Yeah, Kid Rock is busy lounging at the back of the line. He's not paying attention. People are taking buds.
Good.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he's asking people to take cuts.
Why don't you just file for divorce?
No. 12 days. Right for a Pam Anderson marriage. I don't know why.
Good, then get the hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it. Leave me alone.
Consider that a divorce.
This fuck, Fotis Doulos, is dead. I'm glad he's dead. He's such a cocksucker.
Saves us a lot of time. Saves us a lot of money and time.
I'm just so angry, though. I wish the cops would have just said, oh, look at this note. Oh, he says that...
Look at me, I'm looking for the trash.
Yeah, no, just said, let's just write another note for him.
And they're like...
let's type one out.
In their left hand.
So I did it!
Bad, crazy pre-suicide note. I can't live with myself. I did it.
He writes a suicide note, says he's innocent, of course, apologizes to his new girlfriend. Mm. So someone decided after... He's found with the bloody clothes of the wife that's missing, the mother of his five children, depositing bloody clothes, murder weapons, all kinds of things, all over Hartford. They have him on multiple surveillance tapes. He's so fucking guilty. The only reason he has a chance is because they haven't found the body. They will, though. So his girlfriend at the time, who moved in the day his wife moved out because of his abuse, and his wife repeatedly said, he's going to kill me, he's going to kill me, he's going to kill me.
I didn't read about this, but what happens to her? Because wasn't she turning state's evidence?
That wasn't entirely clear.
No,
she is an accomplice, though, in this murder. So after that, after he murders his wife, gets his girlfriend, his living girlfriend, implicated in murder, some girl goes, I want to be your girlfriend.
He's pretty hot, you know.
And this girl is pretty.
Maybe they knew he wouldn't be around for a long time.
You like what you see.
There is that.
It's her way of having a quick relationship and then not having the commitment.
So he apologizes to the new girlfriend, not to his kids, for killing their mom. If it takes my head to end this, so be it. Which is like, oh, so he's a hero.
Yeah.
He's not a murder at all. He's just ending it because he can't stand to be in jail, and he's been framed by the police. His accomplices had nothing to do
with it. Oh, my God. He's so deep.
I love that he thinks that they're going to, when he says, yes, my girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, and my attorney, who was also arrested, who dug a grave,
that's right, yeah,
among other things, and was going through a hideous divorce with his wife. Those two people were both arrested and were jailed as accomplices. But he says in his suicide letter that they didn't do it, so they should be let free. So I'm sure they'll let them free because,
Well, Faustus has spoken.
They had nothing to do with it. Yeah, I mean, does Faustus really believe that they're going to take his word for it?
Well,
and he also said, my lawyer can explain the bloody clothes.
Well, thanks. I'm sure his lawyer's going, oh, thanks, dude. Great. His lawyer should just go at this point. Yeah, he killed him. He killed her. That's why he killed himself.
His lawyer does anything but that. His lawyer who says this is not an admission of guilt. And also
he's fighting. Isn't he fighting for money now?
Yes, he's fighting for money because his mother-in-law, the mother of the woman he murdered, she loaned him, not her, just him, $2.8 million for his business. And she has first position. Mm-hmm. He has properties that are in various states of distress, and the lawyer's saying, we're going to change that. His estate is going to maintain control of all that money because I'm fighting the mother-in-law who lost her daughter.
Nice guy.
By the
great
way.
Lawyer.
Yeah, nice great, guy. Great lawyer.
What a jerk.
I know. The whole thing is so fucking annoying. I can't believe this. Anna Curry, the new girlfriend, she's a good-looking girl. What is she thinking about? She's in the Daily Mail, Anna among Curry. Other places.
Now she's been named.
Yeah.
Hey, she's grieving, though. We all grieve differently, Drew.
She's probably even banging him because he was on bail on house arrest. And he was.
Wait, that's her?
She's the hottest.
She's the hottest one of them.
I know. It's like, what the?
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's just.
How long was he dating this chick?
Since he's been in jail and bonded out.
I got to really question her choice in men.
This guy has a line of chicks. I mean, there's always when something falls through, the one is accomplice in my murder of my ex-wife. Let's get next in line. Come on.
I bet you he was banging her well before the other girlfriend and ex-wife. Don't you think? There's no way he just met her and started banging her.
I don't know. He's pretty amazing. Ugh. I mean, I'm
dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
I'd hand him that one.
Nice that he's always thinking with his dick.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
Pretty much. Another one of our the people we respect a lot, Nicholas Cruz, who...
What a tough guy.
Who killed 17 people at Parkland. He gets in a brawl in prison. Like, oh, man. Can we just pop this guy off?
Yeah.
He is annoying this guard who tells him to stop dragging his sandals on the floor.
Yeah.
And so he just attacks the guy and tries to get his taser so he can shoot the guard.
Mm-hmm. It looked like he kind of hit him or two or three times, and then the guard just dropped him with one punch.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah. But why?
Don't tase me, bro!
Why put up with this fuck? I mean, just pop him off. What's the point?
I don't know.
Just say somebody else did. An inmate must have done it.
Just Epstein him.
Yeah.
He's in jail. Just Epstein. It's crazy.
Ugh. And then Lauren Sanchez's brother is suing Bezos for defamation because Bezos had said that he felt he leaked all this stuff to the Inquirer. The FBI ended up searching his home. And so he says, I've been defamed because I only helped the Inquirer. I didn't provide them with the nude photos. I mean, I did give him a picture of Bezos dry humping with my sister, but that's it.
Not my circus, not my clowns. That was his big line. He had another great line in it, too, about how he was protecting them.
He said he was her dutiful manager.
That's right. And brother.
What a loser. You really can't find anything to do but to be Lauren Sanchez's manager. Her half-ass career.
And brother.
Oh, man.
He's mad about... I've cooperated with all the investigations, all provided without a shadow of a doubt that I never possessed the penis selfies Jeff Bezos texted. I've never seen his penis. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, I think he's saying that because what he's saying is, oh, I've seen my sister nude all the time. I got her pictures. I got those inquired.
I mean, who hasn't She's seen hot. Her nude? Yeah. Check it out. Here she is right now. It's my wallpaper on my phone.
I just got the dry humping picture of Bezos on my sister.
Meanwhile, Bezos and Lauren are down at the Super Bowl making out in the middle of a night.
I know, and dancing up a storm. And I'm sure Bezos is a sweaty mess like Prince Andrew probably. The whole place is grossed out.
Just, yes. He's just pouring.
He clears the party out. Everybody's so repulsing and make out with Lauren Sanchez.
It takes up a lot of space while dancing, too. All elbows.
All elbows.
No one wants to get near that sweaty vest. I feel like he's going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him.
He'll be fine.
Really? We're at 2 hours? Holy shit.
Oh. And we haven't even talked about the fact that there was a terrorist attack in London today.
What? Nobody's talking about it.
I didn't even know
nobody's
that.
Nobody's talking cares. It's the worst.
What a dumb terrorist.
Yeah, terrible timing. Don't do a terrorist attack on Super Bowl Sunday.
I honestly did not even know.
Anybody knows you don't commit terrorist attack on
Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm just saying. Yeah, the guy in London just started stabbing a bunch of people. Again.
They get a lot of stabbing attacks.
It's harder to get a gun over there.
By the way, the guy was believed to be a terrorist and was under surveillance.
Yeah, just like the last guy who was stabbed by the murderer. Who was a hero. Remember the hero murderer over there?
Fucking people.
He was on day release.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
That's how bad it is. A terrorist attack. Just wait 2 hours. Well, at least we didn't talk about Weinstein's dick.
Yeah, we could squeeze that in, I guess. I was just looking at my email to see if anything important came in.
Looks funny.
Let me check your Twitter, too.
It's got no balls.
Oh, my God.
It's like a vagina.
This thing of Shakira doing the tongue meme is what I mean. I'm already sick of that.
I knew that was going to happen. I saw that, and I immediately said, okay, I'll let everyone else do that.
Want to bang her.
Of course you do.
I want to watch her dance again.
She and J-Lo would be the best gyrating chicks for Hawk.
Oh, my God.
Because they gyrated nonstop.
Nobody gyrates better.
Hey, it's cultural.
Who gyrates better?
Who do you say? Nobody gyrates better.
Stupid thing.
Who?
The fuck is he talking about?
One more time. I'll see if I can figure it out.
I'll try it again.
No butt gyrates better.
No butt does gyrate better. I will give you that.
Let me try this.
Nobody gyrates better.
Nobody gyrates better.
Mitch Elm just released a column.
Fucking thing sucks.
You play the Bill Riley version, please? Bill O'Reilly. What's Albom talking about?
When I was lost, Patrick Mahomes delivered a Kansas City masterpiece.
Wait, say that again?
When all was lost, Patrick Mahomes delivered a Kansas City masterpiece.
Fucking thing sucks!
He did not deliver a masterpiece.
Might be one of the worst MVPs to win a MVP Super Bowl winner.
It should have been Damian Williams.
I kind of think so, too.
When all was lost, Patrick Mahomes delivered a Super Bowl Sunday.
That's probably how he really feels, too.
Patrick Mahomes, it's almost predictable that you have a gay brother that he gets along with so well.
Do you think in Mitch Elm's column he mentioned that the Tigers drafted him?
I have a feeling.
I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, I think he did.
Let's see. Control find Tigers.
Patrick Mahomes did not turn the other cheek, what people called his brother Mahobo. He fought for his brother when they called him Mahobo. And that's not H-O-B-O.
He did not mention the Tigers.
Patrick was a social justice warrior from early on. Oh, cared about family and things that matter.
Here's a great line in Mitch's column. Thus ends the 100th season of the NFL, in which the catchphrase of the playoffs might have been, okay, boomer.
What? Of the playoffs? Wait, because of Tom Brady?
Gone was Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Gone was Drew Brees. Gone was Aaron Rodgers.
They're not baby boomers.
No matter what happened on Sunday night, a new dawn was rising.
Okay, Mitch, stay around.
A new dawn was rising. A new dawn was rising.
We all got to see destiny rise Sunday night.
Oh, God.
It rests now on the young shoulders of a floppy-haired, perpetually smiling 24-year-old heir.
With a brother who had to put up with taunts of Mahobo. When he was a child, to Patrick's dismay.
It was a special performance in those last 9 minutes. Something tells me it won't be his last. Oh, stupid. Really going on a limb there.
While the brother, who is an influencer on Instagram with over 2 billion followers, the one they used to call Bahobo, was in the press box cheering him on.
So stupid. Oh, God. What a dumb...
How many followers does his brother have, did you say?
Oh, let me double check. I think he's like a huge on TikTok, but I don't even really know what that is.
Can you play a video of him or an Instagram post?
This is Instagram.
He had a new one.
78,000 followers.
He's really good. Wait, only 78,000?
Well, he's a youngster.
Barstool had a video of someone taping him doing a TikTok.
They did.
Yes. It's actually very funny. I mean, it's like 4 seconds long, but he's doing like symbols and stuff for a guy filming him, which is
okay.
Neat. Kids today.
Yeah, those kids. You know. They're having fun.
Yeah, that's great. Something tells me it won't be his last.
At least this guy isn't leeching off his brother. He's creating his own career. Where air short seems.
It's official. Mahomes is the new king of the heap. That's another line.
Here's his TikTok.
That's not new, though, is it? Neat.
I guess you just N-word. Dance. You just dance in front of
Wait, the N-word was in there?
Yeah.
In a song.
Yeah. Okay.
Neat. How cute.
There he is.
Great audio.
He just dances. That's
okay.
TikTok, all right.
Oh, my God, that's stupid.
What's his name?
Jackson.
His brother Jackson. He used to suffer the ignobity and be called Bahobo.
You know, I like Patrick Mahomes, but now after reading that Mitch album column, I hope he becomes a bust in the NFL.
Oh, here's his
TikTok. Very petty of me.
Here's Super Bowl TikTok.
He's going to show off now.
I'm moving too fast. Got the older day.
This is the one Barstool was still filming the guy filming him.
That's it.
Is that his music?
No.
And so he's making his own video to someone else's music?
Yeah. Well, that's what TikTok is.
Okay.
There's Barstool film that films somebody filming him. But I give Jackson Mahomes credit for retweeting it.
Do you feel comment on that stuff?
On TikTok?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Could you reach up to carpets?
Hey, boomer. I don't have TikTok. I don't ever want to have TikTok.
Okay, boomer.
A friend of mine who will go nameless texted me and said, I can't believe, they said, I'm trying to leave this person out of it, but their wife found his cousin's daughter's TikTok with his daughter in it.
Who are they?
That's the beginning of the end, Jim.
I would rather be called OK Boomer than be doing videos to songs like that on the field of the Super Bowl.
Seems like an incredible waste of time.
Hey, if he's making a living on it, I mean...
Is he, though?
Well, he gets 78,000 followers. He's almost... I mean, he will become a bigger influencer, won't he? Because of Patrick?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's already rising.
I mean, it's better than him, you know, shooting guns and fighting dogs at Patrick's house when he's not there.
Are you saying that you've just seen Destiny in the future?
Yes, I have.
There's a special performance, and something tells you it won't be his last.
Something tells me it won't be his last. I have seen Patrick Mahomes' Destiny.
Dumb column.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
That's B-A-H-O. Hobes.
B-A-H-O-B-E-S.
I think it's a little late.
His name is Mahomes.
Yeah, I think Drew's sleepy.
I think it's time to wrap.
Mahomes.
He delivered a Super Bowl masterpiece.
He's a sleepy guy.
I'm falling in love with his voice again.
It's a great voice. Oh, here's another great line.
Wait, is this live? Is he still?
I don't know. I don't
can't
think
be
it
live. There's too many people.
They
there
wouldn't replay this foolishness. Can you just bring it up? Bring up the audio. I'm just curious.
All those nights he only slept 3 or 4 hours for just, I mean,
that's
he
Andy
just
Reid
gives
wife
it all.
Wait,
he always thinks he can figure out a way to win, and I always trust him.
I agree with my wife.
He does figure out a way to win.
Patrick, this is incredible,
he's
man.
He's paying no attention to it.
You already.
a Super Bowl champion. You're so young, it hadn't set
Dion!
In
yet.
Coach Reed could tell you, this stuff takes a long time.
Here's
to get
Andy
to
Reed's inner monologue.
Give me your emotions.
Yes, bitch, I heard you. I pretended like I didn't.
You said it hasn't even set in yet. I mean, I'm just trying to enjoy every single moment of this. To go throughout this season and I built this brotherhood with these guys, it was amazing. And I'm glad that we were able to cap it off in the right way and get the Super Bowl championship and bring
that's
it
a
back
weird
to Kansas
voice.
City.
Yeah. Who was everyone here?
I
was just thinking,
Brittany,
I feel really bad
Mia,
for his Alexa at home with his and voice and his girlfriend yelling all the time. That Alexa or Google, whatever his home speaker, must be so confused. Why is this one voice so weird and why is this other person yelling all the time?
Oh my God, Dion, why is Dion there?
Because he's awesome. Here's another great line from Mitch's column. He ran for 9 yards. He passed for 9 yards. He made the longest play of the night. A 44-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill that ignited Kansas City half of Hard Rock Stadium and galvanized a halo over Mahomes' head. From there on, he was heaven-kissed. No wrong would come from his fingers.
Where is he pulling this? I mean,
halo,
honestly,
heaven kiss.
Is it?
What? No wrong.
I guess people want to read this because he does really. I mean, wasn't he? I was sports writer every year for 19 consecutive years. I'm the complete opposite of Susan Lucci. I win every year. Can you imagine how much the other sports writers must fucking hate that? Oh my God, he writes this flowery garbage and he wins every year.
Yeah. Well.
He makes up people in the stories. He puts people at the game who aren't at the game doing things they didn't do.
You know what's funny? Is he at the game? Because he's got a lot of quotes from Mahomes in the story.
So people wanted to take away all my awards when I pretended those people were at the game. I cheered wildly for the Michigan State Spartans. But I would by so much that they are not going to take them away.
He must make the paper a lot of money.
I guess so.
He must.
And he's got that big WJR audience, which...
Yeah, huge. I mean, by JR standards.
I guess it's funny, whenever, you know, when you start listening to JR, I started too, and it was really...
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of a hate listen. Mostly, I was fascinated by how many different advertisers could be on in 5-minute period.
Yeah.
Because there'd be this brought to you by that, and so-and-so sponsoring this. And,
kind of jealous, but yeah.
Yeah. A little bit, because they... That's the weirdest thing, is that it's like the emperor with no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They bill the most of any radio station, and they have virtually the least listeners. They're on AM.
Their listeners must...
90% of the audience on AM is like over 70.
They must just spend and do whatever the...
They're not putting...
Their promo codes must be huge.
There are cars that are not going to have AM radios soon.
I know. I mean, I'm amazed at the audience of this podcast and how much they react. And it honestly blows my mind. But JR must be doing something on a different level.
I would love to challenge WJR to make pack Mesa, and their challenge is to pack Deco Doug's. You know that little tiny place in Royal Oak, and I love Deco Doug. Yes. It's a great place if you like Art Deco.
But not much
tiny.
Square footage, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of little things, you know, little lamps and ashtrays and watches, and
not much floor space, though.
No, there's not, no. And I guarantee you we could pack Mesa tighter than they could pack Deco Doug's if they do a remote at Deco Doug's. I think there'll be plenty of room if they had a remote.
So. Unless Mitch is there. I mean, you've seen how they back the
well, he's
mall.
Got a big staff, so that might crowd it up. Hey, could we get the sales staff to come out just to kind of pack Deco Doug's? It looked like more people there.
They'll get mad, though.
We've got 42 salespeople.
We'll be able to yell at people in front of them.
And we'll get the interns. And let's get the traffic department out there. Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I'm happy.
All right, you want to hit the outro, Brandon?
Happy for everyone.
Yeah, I am too. It's just
your
all
outro,
wrong.
So a lullaby for you.
Very happy for Patrick Mahomes.
Will you be asleep before this is posted?
Possibly. Can you guys go out the basement door?
Yeah, we could. I don't care.
I'm going to get like 2 hours of sleep tonight.
Man, you got no filter in the morning.
Yeah. Why don't you early, stay the too, night? Because Eli's got to catch a flight.
How much will their show resemble our show? Almost none.
Oh, I'm sure that they're going to have great, great analysis.
Oh, they'll be into X's and O's.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be very specific.
I just hope they agree that Mahomes was not that good until the last two drives, really.
Well, it's funny, you know, I listened to No Filter Saturday, which is kind of weird. I listened to a lot of podcasts over the weekend. I'm turning into a big loser. And I'm listening to No Filter. I'm going, it's funny, when this show comes on, I want to argue with all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm texting Eli going, here's why Dick Allen should be considered for the Hall of Fame. You know, and what am I doing? I don't like sports. No, I love sports. But I don't really like arguing sports anymore. But they have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And they don't give a shit either. They don't bullshit around. Uh-huh. I can't stand anyone.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, hopefully everybody had a great Super Sunday and read that Flowery Collar Garbage album, but I think you'll be able to put it in better perspective. it's not just a football game that ends a season. It's something that relates to heaven, society, sunrise,
always.
Sundown, the moon, the sun. It's all involved in Super Bowl. It's
amazing how he does it.
I know. He must have keywords that he just forces himself to put in there.
They changed my bet. I won the 64.5 over.
I knew it.
Yes. I swear to God, it said loss. Now it says win. Yes.
It should be a win.
It's made my day. It's starting to be a good week already.
Go to sleep, Drew.
It's something to build on for next year.
You're off my list, Garoppolo.
I will see you tomorrow.
Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.